All right. Hey, this is Ross Bain, role-playing Bubba Raider. We're playing Sense of the Sleight of Hand Man. And in this session, the players will be going into the underworld. It is very grim. Where we last left off, the players were in Losk.
I didn't know we were going anymore.
Well, that's what you indicated to me.
Yeah, so, I know. We went down a hole.
You went into the
temple. Unconscious.
Yeah, you wake up and you find your way to the temple shortly after the player others. Mm.
And there was a boxer that you never knew.
Yeah, there really wasn't. you went into the temple, the Ebony Temple, and because you'd heard that there was a secret weapon that they'd taken from the real world and were wanting to use it. So, for some reason, David's character thinks it might be someone he knows or something he is familiar with.
That's all he's been saying for like an hour.
So, when we begin, you are in the Warren-like tunnels underneath the temple. You've just taken out the guards. Who were standing around these pits, inside the pits. Most of the pits are empty, but inside the pits are two humans. And Dan, go ahead and introduce your new two characters. Dan, as far as your character knows, you're waking up in a dream, you're in this pit with another person. Above you was this satyr-like horrible creature who has just been taken out by someone unseen, so you don't know what's going on. And Tom,
you got a PG version of Allegory of the Cave.
Yeah.
You see only reflections on a wall. This is your whole life.
So, Tom.
I am Rene Fouchard, former French cavalry officer from the Great War, and I am totes in a pit.
All right.
And I might be dreaming.
Way to get in the carriage.
Toad from the goats.
All right. Dan. What, your character?
Oh, I'm Glenn Ivy.
Hi, Glenn.
Lost Gadget here. And I still believe I'm somewhere in California.
Just having a very vivid dream.
No, it says right here, I actually believe that I'm in California until I'm given an undeniable fact that I'm somewhere else.
Well, how about the satyr dude? How about the satyr dude that was guarding us?
I was unconscious.
All right, well, you've been waking up.
And it is California, I guess.
Yeah, the pride parade was last week.
I know. Not the monsters will target first. I mean, so the three of you are standing, the guards are gone, have been taken out, either by other prisoners or by yourselves.
From violence.
Yeah, from violence. You hear two voices coming from one of the pits. You've just caught up with the others.
Dear God. Yeah. Where was I? Jesus, Darlington! Where have you been?
I've no idea. I remember jumping off the...
What part of his mind is...
There was literally a riot!
Did I miss much after jumping off the volcano?
We went to another place in space and time. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
There was that boxer fellow.
There was.
The fight in the alley. The other fight in that other alley.
It was a round of pugilism and I missed it.
The third fight. I think that was in more of a cult. I don't know.
I would call it more of a...
I speared these gentlemen.
Yes.
My spear.
Yes,
where'd you get that sphere?
A magic helmet?
Keep up.
what part of his
hearing three voices like, above you talking.
Like, what part of his psyche does he represent?
I don't know. I must excise it.
Like a cancer.
All right, so you hear voices.
I've done told you that's your inner child.
Like, I guess in French, you're like, hello up there.
Oh, God, French.
French accent, yeah.
No, I'm actually speaking French.
Oh, you're actually speaking French?
But I'm not going to try it, because I'm not even going to do an accent, because...
All right, fair enough. But, yeah, someone asked something. Does anyone else speak French? No.
I'm British. Why would I?
Keep this up.
Yeah.
Say everything. We will completely ignore it, because you're speaking in French.
All right, so you hear the voice.
What part of your psyche is speaking French?
I'm going to lean over the edge of the pit.
Can I understand what the voices are speaking?
You can recognize the language
do
is
you
English.
Speak
oh, then I'll read
English. English.
Hello up there.
Ah, English. That we know.
Good. At least he's a person now.
Damn it.
Sophie's finger spreads the whole thing.
They're driving Ross crazy.
Yeah.
All right. I know one of you killed the other one, and thank you for that. Let's say we give you a hand out of that pit.
Is there any rope or a chain or anything?
If you get down on your belly and like reach down,
entrail rope.
Both of you two give me climb checks or dex times 5, whatever's higher.
Do we need a strength check to help him out?
Base climb is 40%, Dan.
I make it.
Nope.
Okay. You take 1 point of damage climbing up. You scrape along the wall. Ow. These irregular pits, but built by the cultists, are not, you know,
comfort.
Yeah, they're not up to OSHA specs.
Hey, these walls are downy soft. It's okay. That's blood light.
The three of you by now, or at least the two of you, Caleb and David, character, can recognize these are greenhorn dreamers who don't even realize that they're in a.
I'm pretty sure I'm not in France anymore. I'm just down.
Which is true.
Must be taken to one of the seedier parts.
And I do want to say thank you very much for stabbing it with that steely knife. You finally did kill the beast.
David loses all the points.
Yeah.
Like, my nose bleeding?
up ahead, everyone give me a spot hidden.
That is negative.
Yes.
Nope.
17 negative. Out of 84. Is that an impale?
Well, it works. That's the important thing. So
this is called Cthulhu, David. Succeeding on spot hidden is usually bad.
You see a light. The warrens themselves are very dimly lit. There's a few torches scattered about here and there, but that's about it. Most of those are dying down, as though the people who were tending them have fled recently, perhaps for
reasons.
Reasons. But there is sort of a bluish, whitish light coming on the other end of the room, or you can see it coming from the other end of the room. So even though those are the three of you that walked into these tunnels, you could try to find your way back, or you could press on. Of course, you know that you haven't seen the rest of this place. There might be treasure or the weapon that you've heard rumor about.
We could take a boat.
Like, I think your friend might not be well. He's repeating that same word over and over.
I think there was some lost love I had that he represents. I don't know.
Like, fucking.
I haven't figured him out yet.
Just
I must be getting close to waking up. The figments are becoming more frequent.
We're all pieces of a psyche.
Yeah.
So we're out by the abandoned mental institute.
That's a good enough explanation as any.
Oh, thank God I don't have to explain myself to myself anymore. I was growing quite tiresome.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Honestly, we don't know where we are. Although, here?
Is that there's a light over
and also, you're hearing this high-class British voice come out of a very tall black guy with tribal tattoos all over him. So.
Yeah. This is true.
Oh, yeah, you guys have to make your horrific "this isn't my body" checks, don't you?
They're in their own bodies. They're just
they're in their own bodies. Lame.
Yeah. They didn't want to wake up in a pile of corses. Unless Dan's backstory says that. I don't think that.
No, it says the men from Ling had me fix a device that measures the strength of a soul and then incidentally used it on me. Found out that I have a power of 16, and then subdued me.
Crap.
Yeah. And then transported me here.
Yeah. You had a tough time of it. not the best day. So you're pressing on towards the light?
Yeah. Come on. All right. Follow me.
All right. So
should keep together in this place. This place is full of dangers.
Rousing sea journey.
Yeah.
So
have a boat.
Although, that's like, it'd be nice to meet you, Ambrose Cornelius.
I'm not leaving without the lady.
Mighty fancy name.
So, Advocate, stepping in the GM asks. There it is.
So,
stepping
it's somewhat of a long story.
Yeah.
So,
there's a real one.
That's, but we can explain it later right now. I think it's better for us to press on.
No, I think I'll just go home. Can someone point me in the general direction of Emeryville?
Is that
Oh, Dan, you walk around a little bit, try and get some distance from the pit. Your foot hits something soft. You look down. See a mangled corpse.
Holy shit.
Go ahead and give me that sand check.
So, oh, yeah, they're littered around everywhere. Just one.
I failed. Fucking failed with the sand in vein. 83.
All right, you lose two sand.
Darlington has the box.
Yeah. Clearly.
What the...
The box.
It feels quite real.
What the fucking shit?
It's a body.
I didn't do that one.
You should be comforted to know that it's not real, and neither are you. So it's okay.
I'm pretty certain I'm real. I got a pretty nice payoff off that last job I did. Planning on paying out some debts.
So what job were you doing, if I may ask?
People bring me stuff and I can fix it, and they brought me this huge thing that had been all covered in sea rust and it had really weird, odd angles. Kind of hurt to look at.
Well, that sounds par for the course in this area.
And then I fixed it, and the guy's really happy that I fixed it, and then two of them got from behind me, stabbed me in the neck with some fucking needle. Next thing I know, they're with French McGee.
What was that needle filled with? Do you have any more?
I'm guessing it was filled with some of
what
the drugs.
What do you have on you? Medicinally. It's important. Nothing. I have conditions.
You can give me an idea check with a plus 10 bonus.
Me?
Yes.
Yay, I can pay out.
Oh, they might have some more drugs in the temple. Surely Temple of This has some sort of, you know, shrine or...
a Shirley Temple like this?
Yeah.
It
so there's
got to
be more stashed around here somewhere.
Down.
Jesus Christ. I swear to God, I'm going to flip this fucking tube. All right.
I have a question.
I will forge
this
ahead
is,
then.
This is not Marseille, is it?
No, not in the least.
All right, so you continue on through the gloomy tunnels.
So, and I'll try to bring him up to speed from what's...
Alright, so as you're talking, you can see the tunnels themselves are filthy. You see the stench of waste and death.
Are we out by the bay? We're out by the bay.
You don't smell fish. It's all just rotting meat, blood. Yeah.
I've been in trenches before.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was
a little like the trenches. Very earthy kind of smell.
No, we appear to be... We
not that beings. Kind of meat packing.
All right, so everyone give me a listen check.
Okay.
Continuing along.
Five. I hear the fuck out.
Impale.
Me
impaled.
Too.
All right.
Wow.
Succeeded.
You come to a branch in the tunnels. A Y, you know, splitting up to the left and the right. From the left, you can hear voices. Some of you recognize the guttural... chanting speak of the men from Ling. Those of you... Yeah, so that's on the left.
It kind of, I guess, what the guards sounded like before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To the right, you can hear the sound of water dripping onto stone. So, other than that, though, that is what you hear. So, who's going to do what?
So, I'm assuming...
I'm going to the right. Impressive. Away from the wind from Lake.
I don't suppose,
so
any,
should,
you, don't suppose any of you gentlemen have a gun.
Oh.
Do you?
Wait, what's my map saying? I do have a map.
What map is that? Oh, the map you got from that.
Yeah.
That's an overland map.
Oh. Well, shit.
Yeah.
So I presume we're trying to avoid...
It would tell you how to get to the Enchanted Woods where the gate is.
I presume we're trying to avoid the men from Ling.
Can't he just touch the area of the map that marks the temple and then he gets a map of the temple appearing?
Fortunately, no.
So if we can find the waterway, it may lead out of this area.
You two, if you want to, you can give me a luck check. Just the two new players.
Okay.
To see if you can find some sort of weapon.
Yes.
Two.
All right.
I made it as well.
You find a rusty sword. You can use your sword skill with it. However, it can break. You can tell it is sharp but fragile. So,
we disposed a king and installed a new one.
I believe the word you mean is deposed. Disposed to king is something slightly different.
I missed a lot after the jump.
As for you, Dan, with an evil or good roll, you find a stout club you can use, like I'll say, a metal bar.
Can it be a wrench? Can it be a large wrench?
It could be. It does seem wrench-like.
Okay.
So you can certainly use it as a crude
tool. It has some wrench-like qualities to it.
Yes. Let me see that sword.
It could be used as a wrench, but it's made by. It's not a standard type of wrench.
See if it still works. Are we still rusty?
You gave up one blade. The other blade.
What I'm doing is taking his and doing the same thing that I did to mine when I.
Oh no! It stays rusty.
And you now have lockjaw.
Yeah.
Dreamland is a long time.
Wait, so, this means you can't talk, right? No more puns.
So you go down to the right. You see that there's a wall. The wall has been broken open on like the side of the tunnel. Like they've been digging it open, and it reveals an opening that leads downward. It seems like a crude. It seems like it was naturally formed, but it has the shape of a staircase leading downward into the gloom. There's a white sort of white greenish bluish fungus. It alternates between white, green, and blue. Kind of a gradient thing. Yeah, giving us a dim bioluminescence. So it goes off in there. You, David, you see at the very, off in the distance, a glimmer of gold. Something gold brown just sparks to you. It just like reflects off the moment, like maybe brass shining, reflecting in the light or something like that. So that catches your eye.
Well, gentlemen, who wants to go down the creepy dark hole first?
I will. Please, this is nothing.
Your voices, again, echoing around.
Sword out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So I certainly wouldn't keep my open down here, but people have strange customs.
Wait, my mind has strange customs. Strange customs.
So you start descending the stairs.
Think of it as an adventure. Kind of like them.
That's like
Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Stairs. Movies. Where do you think they go? They go down.
We're making them into talking.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Y'all, go ahead.
So as you continue down, the stairs open up further. I think continue on for quite some time. The area is lit with a ghostly white light from the moss. Otherwise, it is barren of plant life. Everything past 30 feet is lost, first in a haze of gray, and then in complete blackness. So you can only see at most 50 feet away from you. So the only vertical surface of substance is the staircase. Within and alongside it is the greased... that's actually the part. I'm changing that part.
Good job, Ross.
Sorry.
Just go off into it.
So as you continue down for about maybe 100 feet, then it opens up into a larger chamber. You get the sense this is... It's like going down a staircase in a massive open chamber. You can feel air currents around you. You see... there's no guardrail on either side of this staircase. If you were to fall up, you don't know how far up you are. So you continue on.
And slow pace so we don't go tumbling down.
Yeah, it is rather damp, too. In fact, everyone give me dex times 5 checks.
Oh.
4.
Okay.
2.
24. I saw
that was a 20 before my...
I saw it.
Thank
saw
you.
It.
You should. Yeah.
I'll re-roll that if you want me to. Just.
I'll be nice this time. But don't worry, there will be plenty of times I won't.
Next
be.
Time, yeah. Yeah.
You're a noticed. Next
star. I'm here to put me a task on this. Thanks.
As you continue down
further. If you could have put me a task, it would have been the pirate girl.
You can see.
Leap of faith.
Yeah.
Leaps. Plural.
And it's amazing how much faith you have after the flesh gets, you know, punished that much. One might even say it was mortified.
So, as you continue down, it seems to take hours or minutes. You begin to lose sense of your track of time as there's only the gloomy darkness. And the sounds of each of you slowly putting your foot down one after the other. As you each try to pace yourselves and not go down too fast or get too far away from each other. Because, again, you can only
so if we went tumbling down these stairs, we'd be tumbling for a while.
It seems that way. But then, it seems it goes on forever, you see the floor in front of you, or the ground.
Finally make it to the
So it opens up to a well-worn cavern floor. Again, there's the moss, the bioluminescent moss, scattered about far enough that you can see it. So as you continue down...
Actually, if we're going down, just kind of a question. Are there any sticks or large sticks or anything down here?
Give me a lock check.
Okay. No. So, okay.
It's a cave.
I was trying to see if I could, like, create a makeshift torch by wrapping some of the...
Well, you can see without it.
Okay.
I mean, because, again, 30 to 50 feet.
If we get into an area, that might be hard, so that's not bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
Try pharmacy to see if the,
you can
smell moss you was can narcotic.
You're a drug dealer! You are a drug addict! You got so into drugs to a tong boss, you smoked space weed and went to another dimension! You should be on board with this!
It makes a strong case.
But he thinks I'm an aspect of him, so which he's wanting to convert all of us to his ideas.
That part was out of character.
Which means, yeah, which means your brain should be in sync and you should totally go with him.
I'm just saying, your character is clearly a drug addict.
As you look about the lobby, or at the ground, you can see there's sort of a stone, well-worn path where people apparently come and gone throughout this tavern. In addition, you just can hear odd echoing sounds, like the sounds of animals or water moving, something like that. As you ponder around a little bit, you hear a voice coming from the darkness. It is an odd sounding kind of accent, but it says, "Are you from New Amsterdam?" Everyone give me a spot hidden.
Yes.
Oh, I see it.
Yes.
Did anyone impale it?
Actually, yeah, I think that's...
All right, then you actually see him. There is a man wearing a robe covering his face, his arms pulled up into the sleeves. And he is sort of standing near your group.
So, no, Great Britain originally.
Actually, yes, but they changed it. It's now the city so nice they named it twice. They call it New York.
Oh.
Apparently the English moved in years ago.
How fair is it? Is it doing well?
It thrives. May I ask who
you are? Yeah, the one kindness with the horses, you know.
Yeah. may call me Ma Dakia. I am...
I'm sorry, what was that? Mordigian?
And then what? Yeah. David, all the points for metagame. So, he says, I see not many travelers come from those stairs. Usually they are the men from Ling, but you are here?
We've been killing some of them.
Ah, good.
The men from Ling are still upstairs, but...
Is that what you call those weird creatures? Look like goats.
Yeah.
It is where they are from. What else should they be called?
Dead men.
Not all of them are dead.
Yet. They've imprisoned me. I might have to do
it. May we ask how you came here?
That's a little bit bloodthirsty.
It is.
Right.
I lived here.
I was in a war.
I come to speak to you because I see within you you are dreamers. You are from... now New York, but where was Amsterdam? And I can see you all have a great longing.
I can't say that.
And there's one of you in particular. I believe this, I would see it drawn here because of a light I saw here. And I believe he takes out a bag, just like a ragged cloth, and he hands it towards David's character.
I'm going to accept.
Okay, are you going to open it up?
Yes, I will.
It turns severed head.
No, it actually looks like half of a... it's something like a Tommy gun, but made of brass with crystal elements on it. It gleams brightly. You shut it up quickly.
So
it only looks like half of the stock and receiver.
So
it looks like it's missing the other... Like, if you cut it diagonally along the bottom, you would get that.
So it's half a gun. Do you have half a chub right now?
The what?
Where did you find this, Mordecai?
Just by the stairs, very recently. I know of these things. You see, sometimes when dreamers come, they if they have something that ties them to the real world, sometimes it brings them back to the real world. Sometimes they bring it with them. It could be things, sometimes objects or desires that they have. The dream world reacts to your desires. This world is... you have power over it, even if you do not realize. So you must have a great longing for that artifact, whatever it is.
You've been moaning about it.
But it is not complete.
It is not.
Yes, this is what I think. You wish to find it?
To find the rest of her would be to find the rest of myself.
You see, I can see there is a... To me, it is like a golden thread leading from you off into the distance. I believe it will take us to the other part of your heart's desire. It is through here. I would be willing to take you if you would agree to return a favor for me back in this New York.
What do you want of us?
It is a small favor.
Well, we've done small favors. That's how we got here in the first place.
It is only when you return.
I would like to know your terms, if I may.
If you follow my instructions and do as I say, I will take you to your heart's desire, and it will then to the surface. And in exchange, when you wake up, when you return, you will do a favor for me. My kin will instruct you on, to make sure you live up to your side of the bargain.
Got the man standing right there. The man's standing right there. What do you mean, wake up?
Would you care to explain?
You are just here. I see. Well, it is...
What
it
exactly
is, your
is this favor?
I will not... It is nothing too untowards, but it is of a personal nature, and I cannot reveal it until you have agreed. You will know it when you wake up.
Last time I agreed to this, I got stabbed in the neck.
All right.
And I woke up in a pit of frenzy.
In the dark, he takes his hand out. He shakes his hand. Yeah, his strength is enormous, dwarfing even your own. Any
nonsense?
Yeah. he says, you will, remember, I have a kin who live in there. You will follow, you will live up to your side of the bargain. As for the rest, you can come along there. Perhaps you will find your heart's desire there as well. Perhaps it will take, the surface will get you closer to your goal, wherever that is. It is your choice. But men from Ling might be coming down here soon.
Let them come.
Well,
how about we not do that?
One thing that we've learned is that they're not exactly as sure-footed as they got their legs up.
Yeah, so there's no reason we need to attract combat unless we have the advantage.
Yes.
Agreed.
What could go wrong? I got my trusty metal stick here.
All right. So, it is, one, there are a few rules. One, you must be as quiet as possible. You must not make a sound or speak unless it is necessary. Two, this is the most important rule.
Here's the glass of water. Do not drop a single drop. No sound.
I like the golden child.
No, there is one, the single greatest rule is that you must not eat or drink anything in here.
Why?
Hey!
Why?
You must not. It is forbidden.
So, and if, like the rule, that's like the old rules of Fae.
I'm sorry.
Fair tales.
Rules have shown up in other places.
This is much real than
ancient Greek. But if our friend Marduk here says not to eat anything or drink anything, we don't.
I think
eat
you
or
keep
drink
mispronouncing
anything.
His name. You said it like you said it four different ways.
It's fine. It is. I care more about the bargain. So, if are there any other questions?
Mephistopheles.
We
will not even try.
And yes, follow my instructions. Stay quiet, and do not eat or drink anything.
Where are you from? I recognize your accent.
You give me a knowledge check roll if you want to try and place it.
100.
One.
You're pretty good. He's from the Upper West Side.
Yeah, I got it too. Do you know the Herzensteins?
If you're singing,
Jan and Felsa Herzensteins.
Dutch.
it
my
does
parents.
Sound kind of Dutch.
Dutchy?
Yeah, it is quite... what'd you get on your knowledge roll?
100.
Okay.
And I
have an aneurysm and death.
Ot 1.
And
it has an archaic...
Aaron and I both impaled.
He is... you've heard actors speak in this way when they're trying to emulates people from, you know, a Dutchman from 100 years ago.
So he's probably hiding his...
Yeah, sure, clearly.
It's a good dad, so...
Yeah. So... He...
Or if he's referring to New York as New Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Why they changed that, I can't
say. So what is the news of the king,
by the way? Better that way.
How is the king doing?
So... well, in this case, it's the...
So he must have taken New York, or New Amsterdam. What is his plans now?
Well, it's a little bit different. The,
is there a new king?
Well, the colonies are, that's like, an entity of their own.
Could you grab me?
Thank
you. So they declared independence many, many, many years ago.
What year do you think it is?
It does matter.
He's crazy. Don't worry.
We must be in a hurry before
things are not what they seem here.
Yeah, I clearly that's true. Where are we again?
This is the underworld.
Part of an area called the Dreamlands, from what we've been told.
The what?
Dreamlands.
So we're not. So, this isn't Marseille.
Kansas? What?
This isn't Marseille.
Are we talking?
Listen, friend.
No.
You sound very similar to other men I've known that have suddenly disappeared since I've been in the street. Your role seems to be an aspect of my confusion, to whom I must constantly explain things. Yet you all seem inexplicably fascistically violent. So that is your role in the thing. We shall explain to you the current situation, and you shall pummel it until you poof out of existence without explanation.
Yes,
only to be replaced yet again in an endless cycle.
Oh,
no doubt represents human
do tell me more. Do tell me more.
And there we go.
There is no chloroform in the dream world.
There is always chloroform, Ross.
Chloroform is how you get here.
It's like, how'd you get here? Like, opiates.
Space opiates.
So you'll begin to travel following him. He instructs you.
And I will be silent. Do I need to make a sneak roll to...
No. You, at this point, you're... just everyone give me a luck check.
No.
9.
What's luck?
It should be on your sheet. It's power times 5.
It's on the last row of your stats.
Well, he's has a pronoun.
It would be if he actually had all of them statted. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to make it. It's power times 5.
Yeah. Power times 5, just in the future, Dan. Idea is intelligence times 5, and knowledge is education times 5.
That's a fail.
I'm good.
Who failed?
I impaled.
All right. Here, you roll. Okay, 96?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Do your worst.
Fuck education.
So
don't taunt him, Aaron. Stack. Don't taunt him like that.
The... Well, trust me, Dan's the first on chopping block. He's a guest player. Like,
but anyway, so I didn't make it. I just threw my brush off.
But it's me.
Yes. So, Aaron, you're going along with the group, and then you step on some of the moss, you look down, ugh, gross, and then you look up, everyone's gone. You're by yourself.
Oh, no.
What do you do?
Hello? Billy?
So, look around, do I see the path that we were on?
It's stone.
It's changed completely?
You're in a cavern, it's always been stone.
It looks a lot like the other stone.
Yeah, it's worn down in areas, but it's not. You're not. Do you have geology or anything to let you differentiate between worn stone and unworn?
Do you have secret dwarven heritage?
Yeah, or do you have tracking?
I have navigate.
That's not tracking.
I don't.
Hard to use. All right,
so what are you doing?
Let's play the shit out of Luck song.
Okay.
The rest of you four.
I do a navigate roll to feel where maybe fresh air is coming from? And it's like, and start walking towards that.
If there was fresh air.
Or fresher smelling air.
But, alright, so you try to do that. Give me a navigation check.
Okay. Is it base or any?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just tell me what you like.
Ass.
You fail. Alright, so you don't feel the air current in any particular direction. Alright, so the four of you, I assume you're all trying to keep track of one another. So,
I guess so.
Okay, maybe not Caleb.
Okay, all right,
so the other three of you.
Our Dutch friend, I guess, is our Dutch friend taking point?
He kind of, you can give me spot hidden. I'm trying to figure out what he does.
Yep, 54 made it.
What's impale percentage?
1/5 of your total skill.
I impaled Spothead.
Okay, so you know both these things. You notice Aaron's gone. You realize, but you don't see where your Mardecker has gone. What you realize, Dan, is your friend Mardecker. Every once in a while, you see him a bit of. He's circling around the group, watching, kind of like a sheepdog, keeping track of you as the herd. Every once in a while, whispering to one of you to come this way. So he's just kind of. Yeah, that's basically it. But you also notice Aaron's gone.
Like, hey, we're one short.
Hey, what?
So you yell out.
Tap on Caleb's shoulder.
No, I'm going to say the first time you yell out the first time. Because that's the. So Mardecker,
there are things here that can hear a pin drop in 500 yards. Very quiet.
What?
Yeah, anyway. All right, so you all stop. You can whisper to one another.
The colored feller's gone.
The colored. <All right. laughs> Yeah, it's got the role playing now. Aaron, round two. What do you do?
Okay.
I hate to say it, but you know that thing that happened.
Am I still standing on the moss?
You stood and you tried to figure out where the air current was coming from. You failed to do that.
Okay. So I'm going to step back onto the path and start walking forward, just feeling.
Okay. Give me a luck check at half. You don't know where forward is. You look down and you look up and it all looks the same.
No.
All right. You start walking.
It's been nice knowing you guys.
So, all right, the four of you, Marta, you wish I'd remain here. I will get you a friend. Be quiet. So, and then Mardecker vanishes into the gloom. So, the four of you, what are you? Are you going to follow his instructions?
Yes, I'm going to follow his instructions.
All right.
I will sit down.
All right, you sit down, and you're all right. So,
as will I.
All right, so Aaron, you're walking. What are you going to do?
So everything looks the same, correct?
It looks pretty gloomy, yes.
And so, not supposed to touch anything or. Oh, wait, they didn't say I touch anything. You just eat or drink anything. So, luck check to see if I find a stick or anything else. Or a larger piece of rock on the ground.
Sure. Delicious. All right, you're looking for a rock in a cavern. All right.
Yeah, just pick up a sharp one.
Luck check.
Ass. Yes, got it.
Find a rock. All right. What are you doing?
Start marking off. That's like...
You're in an open air cavern. You're not anywhere near the walls.
Oh, no.
Just in a massive open space.
Damn. So, okay, is...
Anyways, so yeah.
Start marking on the ground, if I can. All right,
so you do that.
You can never see Labyrinth. This doesn't work out.
A second later...
what the hell are you talking about?
Leathery hand just comes over your face, and you hear his voice behind you.
Stop making sounds like that. You can hear the scraping.
God, man, do you not know subtlety?
I do. Do you?
Ugh.
God, that's like air.
Creepy man thing has point.
So the yes, here is what he looks like. By the way,
oh, that's on the level.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's legitimate.
Yeah, that told you. He looks trustworthy.
Yeah.
We should invite him back home.
Yeah.
Rot. Can I find a rock in the cave?
Yes, you find a rock.
Yes.
What kind of rock? A big rock or a small rock?
A small rock.
Yeah, definitely. You can find a small
rock. Can I find a rock large enough to tie to the end of my metal
club thingy? I'm going to chop a romantic poem into the cavern floor. Just to record my passage.
All right, go ahead and give me a poetry
check. It's grotesque.
Yeah.
And decadent. And pretty good.
All right.
Yeah,
55, yeah. All right. Dan, you find that rock, but you don't have anything to tie it with. What are you going to use to tie it with?
You scratch a cloth nearby.
That'd be a luck check at a half.
Luck check at half.
It's huge.
It's fine. It's
Fuck yeah.
All right, you do find some ragged cloth.
Yeah, make myself a fucking rock hammer.
All right.
Make a home here. It has everything we need. Rocks, bits of cloth, rusty swords.
I'm never leaving.
It's like a realm of cornucopia.
You do that, Plato.
You continue on for a ways.
We're not moving nowhere.
No. Not until Mardecker comes back with Aaron. And it is very easy to get lost. Stay close and stay within sight of one another, and then you move on. So you continue on for what seems more hours. Eventually, though, you begin to smell the pungent, sharp aroma of salt water. First very distantly, but then it's getting stronger and stronger until it's overwhelming. You can hear the sounds of waves crashing against the shore. But again, with 50 feet visibility, you can't really see it until you're right up on the beach. And then at this point, let's see here. At this point, though, you're beginning to get used to the absolute blackness, or what seems at first like absolute blackness, but your eyes adapt. All spot hidden rolls are now going to be at half chance. But you can make them. And they just
made it.
All right. You can see. Oh, yeah. We're on the beach. Lucky beach. But you can hear this distant sound of flapping wings somewhere up ahead with laughter. And then after countless hours of walking, so you have arrived at the shores of this some sort of body of water. Mardecker stops you and says, "This is the underground sea. We must cross it. I know someone who has a boat who can help us. His name is Graal. And most of his full title is Graal the Old. When you approach him, I will introduce us, and he will, whatever price he asks of us to pay, you must agree to. That is the
reach into my pouch, pull out the 2 copper coins. Just, I believe, according to the ancient lore, isn't this standard?
No.
We're alive.
You're thinking of Hades.
But be polite. Do not anger him and do not attack him. Do not attack him. He is here. He is a hunter.
We have no reason to.
Yes.
Yet.
Yar.
So
I mean, he might look at us
in the distance. So you start walking along the rocky, broken shore,
and you give me crap.
Stepping awkwardly between jutting rocks. Sometimes
there are more rocks.
Graal.
Okay.
Mine.
Graal. But eventually, you can see a bluish light in the distance. Amber. But with 2 little blue white lights. Yes.
Immersion!
He is. So you eventually see him. Everyone can go ahead and give me a sand check.
Yeah.
I make it.
Nope.
1 sand if you fail.
Okay.
Because he's odd, but he doesn't seem. Well, he's not threatening, at least not yet. It's a humanoid being, nearly 9 feet tall. He looks rather massive, but he's seemingly composed of a pale, translucent substance reminiscent of amber, which darkens to a honey color as the skin deepens and is lit from the inside by a flickering blue-white light. His eyes are simply blank sockets with sparks of blue-white lights for pupils. There's no discernible sex, 3 fingers on each hand, and only the dimmest outlines of facial features.
It's like a golem of Jewish lore.
So he, Mardecker, starts hobbling, bowing, and scraping as he speaks in hushed tones to Graal, as Graal looks at him completely still. So he says, eventually, though, Graal begins to speak. I can take you, if that is your desire. The price will be a bit of your moat. The essence, something you will not miss. And if you do this, I will take you.
So, what?
Walking forward first.
Alright.
What is he referring to?
Your moat, your essence. Just a small fragment of it.
Like a soul?
Whatever.
It is.
Like, we talking. Memories?
No memories. I have no use for them.
Like our life essence?
Something like that.
Like, am I going to die of a heart attack 1 year sooner because I did this?
No. You will not miss it.
Will we be...
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
But, hold on.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Let's do it.
I do not mean to offend, but if we don't miss it, why is it valuable to you?
I can use it to shape tools and objects.
It's Dark Souls. Dear God, we're in Dark Souls. Yeah.
Give up.
Dude, just give up now. Yeah, enough words. Let's do this.
Everyone else has to agree.
Well, how does Noden's feel about this?
Noden seems to be neutral. Neither Mardekar or Growler Worshippers of Nihiloth.
All right, well, I will volunteer.
All right. So
can we choose what we give to you?
It is a part of the mode. It is part of a... It is like choosing one drop of liquid from a hole. It does not matter.
And so it's just you take that one bit and then...
Your price is fair, Growl.
Yes.
So, two of
you. Get it underway. Suck some mode at me. You big glug, you.
You made Cthulhu a dirty thing.
Made it? Like, no, it was kind of already that way.
Yeah, but this isn't helping.
Anyways, this is what Growl looks like, by the way.
He's trustworthy.
Yeah,
completely trustworthy.
Seems like a nice guy.
I like to be the god.
I like that haircut.
I like
to invite him over for poker next Tuesday.
He could be the godfather of my child, when I have one.
So you get lots of moat from him.
So with that, so he starts touching each of you on the forehead. You feel a bit... It feels a bit weird, like getting lightheaded for a moment.
Does being touched by him feel creepy?
I will tell you what happens after Aaron agrees. If Aaron does not... And then he forms the seemingly out of nothingness or out of his own body, a raft is formed, the same sort of translucent amber. Mardekar pops on.
Getting inside?
No, it's a ship. Like, he just shapes it out of nothingness.
You're making it dirtier again.
So as long as you won't be harmed in any way, and so and offer and agree to the price.
So, you agree to it?
Yes.
All right. You agree to it, so everyone loses 1 point of power.
Oh, fuck you, Roz.
I was right. You don't know when it will happen with that. Just mark that off.
Now I only have 15 power.
Oh.
Cry me a river of blood.
Cry me a river.
So then the ship glides across the water of the sea, underground sea, rather seamlessly. For a moment.
I'm going to be more careful about my placement at the table. If I sit next to Tom, I just crack jokes. If I sit next to David, the game becomes a musical.
Yeah.
I fail to see why that
is a musical. Off in the distance, Dan, you hear a dim melodic singing coming from the dark, a woman's voice in an unknown tongue.
Women singing on the ocean in a dark, scary place? What could go wrong?
So,
I wanted to be a
building
thing today.
And building. It sounds very beautiful and enticing.
Oh, I know this song. It goes,
you can't see anything.
And as we get closer,
you see, notice no one else seems to be reacting to it.
That's just Christine Aguilera. Move on.
Okay. You mentioned it to anybody else, or do you?
Well, I'll lean over to Mardekar and just say,
what's the music? I hear no music. I hear nothing.
There's a woman singing out there. Do many people travel this?
No, very few. It is very dangerous here.
What kind of dangers are out here?
Many. You do not want to go in the water. You do not want to make too much noise. You do not want to eat or drink anything here. I think I mentioned that.
Okay, yeah, those are the standard rules for here, but what about for the sea?
It is very dangerous. The music's built and you can't even hear it at this point. Here I'm speaking it.
Where is it coming from?
All around you.
My head.
It seems to be, go ahead, and then after a moment it stops completely, just in the middle of the crescendo. Go and give me a sand check.
I'm good.
You lose one sanity. You
hear music? Is that what I heard? You say?
Yes.
There's music?
Yeah, there's music.
I'm waiting for a prophetic archetype to arrive. I'm glad you're here. If you hear anything else, be sure to describe it.
Somebody being crazy.
Caleb, as you're looking, as you mention over them, you begin to see, you look down in the water, and you can see two, some tiny yellow pinpoints of light beneath the surface. So they're beginning to get a little larger. What are you going to do?
Oh, look! Lights!
Yes.
Beneath the surface! Everyone, move to one side of the boat, lead over, and look at them.
Hold on.
Ross, really crane your neck.
Since this is this might be more relevant for me than the people that have, you know, been here a while. When I lost that point of power, does that mean I also then lost 5 sanity?
Yes, if you're already that high up. Your max sanity is down to... Actually, sanity stays the same. Sanity can't go over your power. I think.
Your max sanity went down.
Yeah, your max sanity. So your max sanity would go down by.
So I would have gone down to 75, and now I'm at 74. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
So you can see the lights. Are you going to tell anybody about them or react to them?
No, I said that.
All right, so what do you guys do?
I'll take a look.
You take a look. You can see they actually appear to be like torches. They're growing larger as you're moving over them. The flickering lights, they appear to be far underwater, 200 yards or more, and they appear to be torches. As the ship begins to slide over the point where the lights are getting closest, you begin to see... You can give me spot hidden, those of you who are looking at the water.
Are we still at half?
Yeah.
Maybe.
This will be a full. It's
bright.
I rolled 100.
Alright, so beneath the surface of the water, far in the distance, you see a cloud. Shape, and then beyond the moon come out from behind the cloud.
Beneath the water?
Yes, beneath the water.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I write so many weird stories when I go home.
It suddenly materializes an infinite sky beneath the waves as if underwater, underwater clouds had parted. The moon lights the cupolas and spires of an ancient palace for a few seconds and then vanishes. Some of you feel longing to explore those palaces.
Hey,
hi, Carcosa.
Everyone give me a sand check.
So, I didn't see it.
All
right.
I saw everything but that.
I'm comforted by the
It's one sand if you make it.
There's my 4 sanity.
Tom, you lose 4 sanity.
Nah, that doesn't sound good.
No,
lose one more. Go crazy. Crazy out of boom.
Crazy out of boom.
That can't go wrong at all.
I'm on a boat.
It's going fast.
As you're continuing along, Growl says, "We are going past to." Growl announces, "We are going past a outcropping of rock. It is necessary. Everyone, stay very well. There might be something on. That might pluck something one of you off the ship." Try not to let it grab you.
Oh, thanks.
So, as you...
Thanks for the heads up, Grom!
Does not react.
Duly noted.
So, everyone give me spot hidden checks at half.
Yep.
Nailed it.
3.
All right.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Those of you who do make it, often as you get near the rock cropping, you begin to see very close, like 20 feet above you, as you're gliding right by it. There is something moving in the dark, very large. It's sort of twitching and skittering and above you.
Nope. Oh, God, so the fisher man.
It is seeming alarmingly close. So what are you going... You at least have one round before it will react. It seemed to have been startled by your presence. So
ducking down as low in the boat as I can.
I think we're going to lay down in that boat.
Okay, so you're
going to be under the seat.
All right.
Get under that seat.
What about you?
Maybe put some Aaron on top of me.
No.
Slather him in meat.
Get ready to dodge. Kind of. Okay.
Okay.
Like, just like watching out.
You're like kind of psychic. Oh, sorry. What was his name again?
Grawl.
Grawl?
Yeah.
Game by Grawl. Screw you.
Okay. You try and hug the estranged.
Hi.
All right. Grawl looks at you.
Like.
Without a reaction. As he
like, actually looks like. I love you too.
All right, so everyone, give me a luck check to see who it goes after.
Luck is.
I failed.
Power times 5.
5.
So who?
I think we all failed.
Did everyone fail?
One failed.
97. Got 67.
67.
67 as well.
68 out of 65.
All right, 97. No, yeah, that's it, Dan. It reaches for you. So go ahead and give me that. Give me a dodge check.
Dodge is probably
Dex times 2 if you don't if it's not listed on there. So what's your dex?
Dodge
26.
New.
All right, it grabs on to Dan's character. You can
stab.
See this. All right,
can I hammer it? Can I hammer it so hard?
No, you tried to dodge. You tried to get out of the way. So you're
what's the damage on the sword? D6.
A D6. Love so it. We'll just go into combat. We'll just go.
Is this a sanity check?
Oh, yeah, everyone give me a sanity check.
Oh, dear.
Damn it, Caleb.
Made it.
One if you make it.
I'm good.
One if you make it?
Yeah, one if you make it.
That's 5, buddy.
That's 5 in an hour of game time.
Yeah!
I failed, so.
Or no, it's 5 at once or 5th in your total.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Take that, okay, man.
Not nearly insane enough.
Yeah.
So I failed.
You failed? All right.
Wait. I 2.
Oh.
Me too.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't lose 5 at once because I went from 77 to 75.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my girl!
So we'll just go left to right. It will act last. So Aaron, what is your action?
So I don't have the saber anymore, do I?
Not that one. There's only one magic. You had 2 magical swords. One you gave away. The other one you kept.
He does have the magic saber that intuits direction.
Oh yeah, that one you still have.
Spear magic.
So yeah, I'll go out and try to see if I can cut him.
All right,
cut
Dan free.
All right.
It would have been great if you had the green one. You're like, no, we gave that away. You like reach for it.
Is that a hit?
No, it's not. All right. It's a miss.
Yeah, you. It's hard fighting on a boat. Weird. David?
I got a knife.
Pirates use a gun.
I got a knife.
And I missed.
Okay, yeah.
That's a knife.
All right.
I will use my
spear. Dan can't act. He's just stuck, so now you can attack with it, or you can try and
fucking hammer the
you can
shit.
What has grabbed him? Teeth?
It looks like an oversized octopus tentacle.
Of course, it's a tentacle. Yeah, what else would it be?
Okay.
So you can use grapple, which defaults to 25%, an opposed check to rip yourself free.
Fisherman's wife and fisherman's wife too. Every tentacling.
Actually, I'll allow a strength times 5 check for you to rip yourself free. You'll lose some of your clothes, but you know.
Can't I just hammer it?
You can hammer if that's what you're going to do.
Well, it's the default on hammer clothes.
I'll let you use operate heavy machinery for your attack skill.
Fuck yeah.
Or mechanical repair, whichever one.
What? Did you see the construction site? Yeah. The guys in the crane are just like slam dancing.
It's the cranes did get in position for Spider-Man.
I'll do mechanical repair. I'll swing that fucking wrench.
Oh, I can hear I'm angry.
Yeah.
All right. Got
it.
I'm angry. It's annoying.
What's D6? Do you have a damage bonus? Is that this one?
No, we do not.
Yeah. All right, so it's just a D6.
Okay. This one.
Six. All right, you clobber it. You rip. it is still some of the suckers are ripped off. It's still attached to you though. Caleb, what are you gonna do?
Spear.
All right.
Yay, spear!
All right, roll damage.
The D8.
Let's see.
Let's roll that twice.
We'll just roll that twice. 4.
8 damage.
Yeah. All
right. So
you are Ahab.
Plus 1d4. So roll it again.
All right.
I have 1d4 damage bonus.
So another 3. So what was that?
11.
So it was
11.
Two. What you rolled?
I rolled 8.
So what did you roll at the last d4?
Three, so yeah,
11. No, that's 13.
So 13.
It's 1d8 plus 2. Plus
Caleb impales
D4.
It, cuts the tentacle off, or it just rips in two from the mighty spear thrust. Now there's a part of a tentacle thrashing around in the boat. Mardekar is cowering behind Growl. What are you going to do, Tom?
Well, he seems. Yeah, I'll try to get it off the ship.
All right, how are you going to do that? Just grab it and chuck it?
How big is it?
It's about, it's kind of hard to measure. It's kind of thrashing around. It's about at least, it's big. Like,
or can I just like stick it to the deck of the, to keep it from thrashing?
With what?
Sword.
You can try.
Please don't stick a sword through the bottom of the boat.
Well, it's
bad idea.
It's hard amber, so it probably wouldn't go through.
Seamanship 101! Well, I'm the cavalry officer. Never been at sea. Thank you.
All right, go for it.
Should we patch the bottom first? Yeah, I hit it.
God, all right, give me a luck check.
TPK.
Nope.
All right.
Okay. In water. Mm-hmm.
Your sword breaks. You skewer it, but it breaks as soon as it hits the that. So you it's still thrashing about. Now everyone, give me a dodge check, or you will be
covered in crap
by the thrashing tentacle.
God, I make it. Damn it.
Fucking one.
Nah, you're a ninja now.
Yeah.
Because you got touched by it. Ew.
I fail.
Alright. Anyone else fail?
I fail.
Alright.
I saw that
you
smile
take
on
2
your,
points.
Okay. Ross, I saw the smile on your face. When
you take 1 point.
Failed.
Yeah.
Would can I?
No.
Can I?
With a 58.
Spear
I have a 70.
Alright, well, it's a new round, so it's just thrashing about. So, yeah, you can that can be your round.
Yeah, can we, yeah.
It's all together, as a team, get it all.
Alright, so new round. Actually, this time we'll act in order of decks. Highest decks, who has...
I have 17.
15. All right.
13.
Alright, you can go first again. Your sword's broken. You have a hilt.
Right. Let's all try to, work together to get this thing off.
Alright, so you're gonna grab it?
What's that enemy that has people in the land of the dead...
If you want to wait to assist somebody else, I can. You can just delay until somebody else's action.
No,
I will.
And you can act on the and then the person. Is, all right, so that's
16.
Or what are you gonna do?
Well, you hot chosen.
We'll try and spear it.
No, I'll assist him.
All right, give me a spear check.
Okay. So
Tom can just make a 28 out of 38.
All right,
you're right.
You start to do that. It's heavy, and you don't want to break your spear. So Tom. He needs help pushing it over the side. So he's got it, but he can't do it entirely by himself.
Strength. Yeah.
Well, Tom's delaying his action. You can't help him. How are you going to help him, though?
Mm.
So he's got it in the right position, but he needs more force.
Ghost me, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, back. Yeah. Ghost him.
Well, okay, give me strength times 2. That's awkward and you're on a boat.
But it's so romantic,
isn't it? No.
All right. You can't. You try to do that.
Awkward now.
Yeah.
Like.
All right.
What
so
are you
16.
Doing? Wrong tentacle. Wrong tentacle.
And I'll just whisper in your ear. I'm a fan of your imagination.
All right. So David, what are you gonna
which means
sword?
You love your
yes.
to the other end of the tentacle.
Yeah.
So that I can give him the leverage to flick it off.
All right. That will be strength times 5 since you have a proper tool. Don't critically fail.
Made it.
All right. All right, so it's almost over. It's tipping on the side, so it just needs one last push to get it over.
And Dan and I can act at the same time using the sword and the bar for leverage.
Okay.
Yeah, I just nudge it with my rock hammer.
Yeah.
All right, both of you give me 3 times 5. If one of you makes it, it will go over the side.
Up 6. Fucking impale that motherfucker.
Yep.
All right, you do the so. Hands come out. The two of you see hands come out and grab it as soon as it is goes over. So
yeah.
Give me sand checks.
No, I'm at the end of the sphere.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You're mine behind him.
I'm fine.
All right. It's only one, Sam, to see the hand just grab the tentacle and drag it in the water.
So
enjoy your meal.
This is the first time I've actually paid attention to what's going on with this campaign module. Like, is the whole point just to make people go insane?
This is called
Cthulhu. In general.
They do not call of Cthulhu, like, this part.
Well,
this,
there's... Like, in most Call of Cthulhu, there's going insane, getting eaten by monsters, wandering off and becoming lost in time and space.
Which we've all done, like, in just this session, like, you know, lost, attacked by monsters, going crazy.
There was the boxer last session?
Yeah, last session, so that is pretty much it.
Now, when you say boxer, do you mean, like, guy with gloves?
Yeah.
Or, like, the dog?
No, a character. No, monster would, like, dogs would wreck this campaign. So overpowered. Like.
My God, two dogs nearly killed David and Aaron. As in, you mean love it? Because it was awesome.
Wasn't it like a 3-part campaign and I was only there for that one session?
Yes.
My character was just like out after that. Like, yeah, no, I'm done.
Dog punching.
I'm not working with these amateurs.
And I had a spell.
New Delta Green Cell.
We have crazy snake hands. They turned out to be totally useless. Alright, so you continue on. You finally get to the other shore of the underground sea. This shore is much more rocky and dangerous than the one. There's a series of jagged, salt-slicked rocks meandering up into the darkness. Growl lands the ship at a single jutting shingle of stone. As Mardecker bows and scrapes once more, Growl encourages you, please, your journey is at an end. Please get off my ship. So, at this point, everyone will need to give me a dex times 5 or a climb roll.
Growl, yeah, I'm good.
Thank you for the safe voyage. That was very, very convenient.
Yep, made it.
Besides the tentacle.
Alright, you make it?
Yes.
Growl had no take or had Did you no make control it? Over the tentacle.
Hot 3.
Alright.
Rolling hot tonight.
Yeah.
I rolled a 70, but I still
It was bound to happen sooner or later. It was like bounty years.
Hey, I rolled a 70 and I still made it.
I know.
Can you soak those dice in rum? I keep telling you people that that works.
No, tears. No,
15.
Tiny, tiny tears.
Sorry.
No, you're not, Ross.
So you make it. So everybody makes except possibly Dan. Somebody roll. I'll let David roll.
I'll spear Dan.
Yeah.
Carry him over on the spear.
Perhaps we better let Dan roll for himself.
All right, Dan, since you just came back. Give me a dex times 5 or climb check.
You rolled a 99 for...
Yeah.
That's not a 99. That's 96.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, so much
Don't
better.
Make it worse than it is.
What?
Dex times 5.
Jump off of a
fucking ought 2.
Yeah, you ninja right. It.
You cannot get off the ship quick enough. The smell of ichor is pretty nasty after cutting that tentacle off. So you all get off the ship. Growl departs, vanishing quickly into the darkness. After scaling, you scale the sharp rocks. You find themselves at the top of a huge rise that spills down into a maze of smooth, undulating passageways, which vanish into absolute blackness far below. As you stand overlooking the slope, Mardecker announces in whisper, "This is the vaults of Zin." Z-I-N. So, all of you, give me an idea check.
I have no idea.
As you make it, this actually strikes a chord of familiarity with you. A bit of deja vu. It brings up to you emotions of fear and anxiety.
The long vault?
Yeah. No. You can see the stone itself is like lava stone. It is smooth. At this point, he says...
Now, when you say lava stone, you mean pumice or obsidian?
The really smooth, like, glass.
Obsidian.
Yeah. So, as he says, silence is very important, this part. The ghasts and gugs will be about hunting. We must be very careful to avoid their attention as long as possible.
Those sound nice.
No, they're not. They're quite dangerous.
I was being sarcastic.
Who is? What is? What is this?
Never mind.
Who are you being? I thought you were... What is your name? Darling? I do not...
It's okay.
Ambrose.
It's
okay. It's
we'll be quiet. Let's just go.
All right. So you get to descend into the vault from the shoreline of the underground seas. You must climb several razor-sharp cliffs of obsidian and then down into the winding tunnels. Dex times 5 or climb check.
Make it.
You're naked?
That's in a way, we all are. Underneath the boat.
Damn, are we playing Fatal again?
No. Yeah.
We've never played Fatal. We're never going to play Fatal.
I fail.
Yeah.
Everyone who fails, give me electric.
Made it.
I fail my luck check.
Okay.
I'm okay on the luck check.
You take 4 damage as you cut up fairly savagely, tumbling into the tunnels. Obsidian is sharp. Once in the crags of the vault,
Omri is sad.
It is darker. Don't blame me. Blame your dice.
I do.
It is darker in the vault than in the seas, although a strange irregular luminescence seems to float in the air, creating areas of nearly normal vision. So you begin to walk through the tunnels. At this point, everyone continues. You can all give me spot, or not, you actually don't need to make a check at all. You can hear in the distance the sound of like animalistic growling and howling. Mardek says that the gas must have found something to feast upon. We are lucky. Perhaps they will that will distract them for a little longer before they pick up our scent. So
I'm going to quietly cut the bottom edge off of my shirt.
Okay.
And then I am going to make a first aid check to bind his wound so that there's not blood.
Okay.
What's your first
aid? Well, you have Kiam, don't you?
Yes.
So if you use that, or you can make the first aid check or use the Kiam.
This man needs some drugs. I'll worry about it when I'm not climbing.
Well, no, you. No, that's
oh, we're on the peak now?
Well, no, you get into the tunnels or the vault.
Okay, I can give it a try. 34. Made it on a first aid check.
Okay.
So how much does that heal? It
will heal. It'll heal all of it.
Huzzah!
Just not leaving a trail. I'll fucking eat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So, I have a spear. We'd be fine.
You continue along, and so the process is very similar as you march along through the tunnels. At first it is, you know, you're being circled around by Mardekar, but eventually, every once in a while, you do notice a change in his pattern. Every so often, he stops and takes something from his voluminous robes and throws it out into the darkness. Those of you who make spot hidden checks can see what it is.
Oh,
yes.
I impale it.
Actually, yes.
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
give me a sand check.
Just impaling it?
If you impale it, yeah.
I fail.
Alright.
Come on, Ross. Hit me. Hit me. Do it!
Just three.
Oh, just three?
Yeah. It's a human face. A rift and torn human face. It looks like he was looking at you.
Oh, so we're with Carl.
Yeah, pretty much. He, and then in the distance, shortly after he throws these, you can hear the sound of fighting, like rabid animals fighting over a scrap of meat, which those of you who made your spot hidden checks can pretty much guess, he's carrying bits of meat around.
So where do you buy your faces at?
Well, only the ones who impale, you can see the face. So the others just see meat. So you know,
I saw something worse.
Yeah, no, you're if they were not in the tunnels, they'd probably see notice your character freaking out. But fortunately, everything's dark, and
for the rest of us, we can just assume he had a big bag of hog jowls.
So yes, clearly that's what it is.
Their favorite food is faces.
Yeah, long pork jowls.
Yeah,
long pig.
So we But as you continue along, Mardekar eventually comes up to your group and says, "We are being hunted, but we are coming up to a large chamber. There is in these vaults there is something I believe it could be used to our advantage. There is two tunnels, and there should be if you go down the wrong tunnel, you slide down, you fall." And so if we can trick them into thinking they're going into that tunnel, we will be safe, because the other tunnel is straight, you see. The left one will go into, is a chute, basically. The other one is a straight, the path we must take. But there's a pack of them following us.
That's like, you said these things hunt by scent, correct?
Scent and sound. And the only reason I'm speaking to you now is because I know they're behind us. They don't know that we know yet, otherwise they'd be running. But
how do they react to blood?
So everyone give me a Dex times 5 check.
61.
Is that a 91?
61.
Oh,
no. 15.
No, fail.
Okay. You fail. I failed.
I'm good. You're just having a time, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. So... with a failure, you trip. I'll just say you trip, and you take a point of damage.
Can I say I'm bleeding from it?
If you want, yeah.
Okay. So
you say we're coming up to a large chamber.
No, I have an idea.
The two tunnels are up on a small ledge. It will take them a bit to climb onto it. But we have to we have to trick them somehow into thinking that we all went to the left when we were going to the right. So,
and this is where my plan comes in, tearing a piece of my clothing off.
Okay.
Soaking in it my blood, and wrapping it around a rock to put on the other one. So once we go down the other one, we can throw that, and hopefully that will draw them off.
So that is a good start. But the thing is, they're still going to be able to smell and hear us going down the right side. So we need to make a larger impression on the left. So basically, out of character, you will for this scene as you get into the open chamber. You can see there's enough luminescent moss. You can see around a little bit. It's a very large chamber, but up ahead you can see a ledge and two tunnels.
Let's carve a man person out of the stone.
The ghouls are X number of rounds behind you, and you need to determine, like, you need to be at least, when they get in, they will make a check to determine which tunnel will go down there. The more of a distraction you can put on the left, the more likely they'll go to the left. But, so, like, that would be, like, putting some in that there. But you need to all do this kind of thing. Like, Mardek will throw in some meat. So basically, it's a team action. And basically, the more you do, the better off you'll be. So it's a cumulative thing. Okay. So we'll just do this round by round. So Aaron R. described as, well, the first round you need to get across the field because there's, again, broken. This room is the floor is not as smooth. There's some broken rock.
We're just running now.
So yeah, first round you made Dex times 5 check.
Okay.
Impale.
Okay. Impale as well.
I'm good.
Okay. So
Chariots of Fire playing as we run.
Yeah, you're all running across. So you get to the bottom of the ledge. So if one of you gives up an action, you can push someone up automatically, or you can just make a Dex times 5 or a climb check to go up automatic, or to do on this round. Yeah. So if you want to give up your action, you can get somebody across automatically. So, or you can risk it and, you know. So for round two,
I jump up.
You jump up.
I'll hold my spear down so people can.
Well, that'll be your second action.
And I make it.
All right, so you make it.
I make it.
Okay. Did you make it? Or did you roll yet?
Can I save my action? I will be make the last it. One up. Right. Or if somebody doesn't make it, I'll boost.
Everybody made it except you so far, David.
All right. Then, also made it.
All right, so that's two rounds. You begin to hear sounds in the distance coming from the tunnel you're in there. All right, so what are you going to do? So that's your action.
I have blood rock. So
you throw the blood rock down the left side.
Rock!
Also my high school thrash metal.
I will pee on the left side.
Okay.
Whip it out and piss all over that left tunnel.
All right. Give me a luck check.
The other part of your psyche, you're disgusted with you.
You haven't had anything in a long time. Pissing makes you hungry.
I am lucky enough to pee.
All right.
Yes!
You have a full bladder.
Nice.
Not even more though. Give me a... actually, give me a sand check now. You might be getting hungry.
I'm okay. 53 out of 85.
Yeah, you don't know when the last time you ate or drank it was, but you're not really thinking about that, right?
Oh wait, my sand score went down. Sorry. Well, 53 out of 75. So I'm still good.
Okay. So all right. So that's his action. So that's two actions so far.
I'm going to tear off my sleeve.
Okay.
And put it at the edge of the tunnel so that it looks like I tore it on my way down. Scrap of cloth.
So the tunnel goes down, though, so are you just dropping it, or are you going to try and put it somewhere?
Right at the edge of the tunnel.
Oh, so you're trying to, like, shove it in between rocks or something like that?
Yeah.
Make it
look like it got caught.
Give me a dex times 3. That's going to be kind of hard to do.
Made it.
All right, so that's your action.
So that's 31? Yeah. 45. 31 out of 45.
Do they track by sight at all? Like, do they look...
So you're going to ask Mardekar about that?
Yes.
All right, so this round you ask him about that, he'll tell you... He tells you that they actually hate light.
But, dude...
So they are afraid of light, and they don't... even a torchlight would scare them.
Okay.
So it doesn't sound like they do.
Could I do a knowledge biology to try to, or a general knowledge to try to light some of the moss on our tunnel on fire?
You would need a tool to do it. So
I have a rock and I have metal.
Okay, well, next round you can try that.
To throw a spark. Right.
So this round you asked the mark. So Tom, what are you doing?
Though if it's damp, that might be an issue. So
the weapon and so
you throw away that sword hilt.
Poop, nice. Poop, man! Smear your poo all over the tunnel. It's the only way. I'll throw my own bloody thing down there.
Okay, you can cut yourself with that jagged, rusty sword hilt
thing, and I'll throw it down.
Yeah.
All right. Those of you who are cutting, use blood. Take 1 point of damage every time you do that.
Yeah.
Actually, make a luck check to not really hurt yourself by accident.
Well, can I negate that? Since
I
was already.
All right. So 1 point of damage. Well, you're fine. All right. So that's four actions you've done so far.
How close are they?
You can spin this round to try and assess that.
Never mind.
All right, so this is round four.
I'll take.
We'll just go left or right. Okay. Aaron, what are you going to? We'll go left or right.
Okay. Also, with the last of mine, just kind of going near the entrance and then running my arm up along the bottom.
Okay, that will hurt you.
Okay.
Because it's obsidian, so give me a luck check to not hurt yourself really badly.
Made it, 42.
All right, you only take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
So that's five actions you've done so far.
Yeah, there's a reason why modern scalpels are still made out of that stuff for eye surgery.
All right, fair enough.
Duly noted. So.
That's why you don't accidentally open up a vein. Anyways.
Vein's manageable. Artery's a problem.
We're artery.
Do I have my cigarettes?
Give me a luck check at half. Where'd you get cigarettes?
I've been miming smoking this whole time, and no one's called me out on it.
That's real-world addiction. I just thought you were jonesing.
Yeah, that's hard to tell, baby.
Yeah.
Here I thought I was playing.
All right, did you make a luck check at half?
I did not, so I am out.
All right. We did establish you could have your heart's desire in the dream world, so maybe sweet, sweet nicotine was that, but apparently murder.
That's aiming kind of low, isn't it?
Anyway, so you fail.
You clearly are.
All right,
not
so you
spend
this round looking for your cigarettes, and you realize you're out. So you wasted your. So that was your action. All right, so you.
I try to
ignite the luminous.
Ignite the moss, or somehow make it react and glow brighter. I don't fucking know.
The moss is made of gas.
Which side of the moss, the left or the right?
I want the light to cover our tracks.
So
I want to make the tunnel we are actually going down less appealing.
You can actually just grab hunks of moss and throw it on the right side.
Okay.
All right, that would be dex times three.
Nope.
Okay.
That moss is on their track.
We're like...
Okay, what about you?
I'm going to take five doses of keem, the herb, and crumble it all up, and sprinkle it around, and on the side we're leading them down.
On the left?
Yes.
Okay.
Make it all
so that'll
keem
be six action.
Smelly.
Yeah, they'll pick up on that side. What about you?
I'm just going to remain out of sight and out of mind right now.
Okay, if you're not going to do that, you can watch the tunnel.
I'll keep an eye out.
All right, give me a spot hidden check or a listen check.
They're both the same. Whatever. I may... Oh, totally make that.
All right. You
can
even
cling your poo to survive.
So this will have been the fifth round. You can tell you probably are at the halfway point or less between about how much time before they enter the tunnel. And so you need to be at least one round away from out of sight before... Basically, out of the room before.
Okay, give him how much time?
All right, so you have between two and four rounds before they show up. You guess wrong, they'll be here. So,
and they'll be.
So you have at least one action that you know they can't show up this round.
Can you still have your little sword hilt?
Threw it down there.
Okay, you already threw it. All right.
All right. So new round. What are you going to do?
Do we have any more Kim? Left, or did you use it all?
Do we want to use all of our healing?
It's your healing thing.
Yeah, I would like to heal myself just a little bit, so since I'm down to 9 points, so...
How many of you?
Now is not the time. Right?
Yeah.
We are literally being chased by a horde full of monsters.
Yeah, we had no weapons to fight.
Yeah, so I promise you I will give you some, but...
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so he says no. What are you going
to
do?
So were you able to...
You just start running.
I was not. I am
yeah,
not
I'm going to go. I'm going to start going down the correct tunnel. All right, so.
You start running. All right, what about you?
Getting the hell out of Dodge.
I'm going to give him a hand on the moss.
Okay.
Because we've got one action, let's make a count. And that is not making a count.
All right. You
God, just, that fucking moss just refuses to goddamn move.
Well, when you... No, it's more pulling it off the wall without it having crumble into nothingness. So it's very fragile. All right. So you don't fail. So you're still 6 actions worth. What are we going to do?
Operation Light Moss.
Nope.
It fails. It's very. I'll give you. I'll see what Dex times 4 this time because you've actually had a little prime.
Oh yeah, because that's going to help with my 96.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You just. It's hard. All right.
I'm going to roll a spot hidden to look at the. I mean, is the ceiling of the passageway like within reach or sight? How massive are? The
oh, it's very tall.
It's very tall. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, also you can only see about 50 feet. At most.
All right. Shit. I will.
Well, that's the room you're in. The two tunnels are only about 10 feet tall. The exits are only about 10 feet. So you can't see the tops, the roofs of the two tunnels leading out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Is there, like, anywhere that's not stone? Like, where there's mud or dirt or all?
There are patches. It doesn't look like it's...
I mash footsteps into those areas.
Like, all right, that will be...
I'm careful to...
That will be a dex times 3.
Oh, 16 times 3 is...
48.
Nope.
All right. You're unable to make anything. What are you going to do?
Continue to be a lookout.
Okay, they're still not showing up. All right. So Aaron's disappeared. So you're either going to show up this round at the end of everyone's actions or two more rounds after this. So 1 to 3 rounds.
I suggest we leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to hightail it after Aaron.
Okay, so is everyone going to run at this point?
Yep, time to run.
With 6 actions?
All
right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so I'll bolt it anyway.
Each action gives you a 10% chance, so you have a 60% chance of doing it, leaving them. So who wants to roll?
Not me.
Not me.
Tom?
All right.
Fucking 100.
Yep, made it.
Very good. Very close. In the distance, as you're running, where your dex times 5. Just wait, you know.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
So.
Fucking shit, barely.
So, yeah.
All right.
So bringing up the rear.
All right.
Yeah, we all made it.
No one trips and, you know, slams their head into something. In the distance, you can hear the gas coming into the room behind you, and then trailing off. So. Something like that.
Power!
So you continue on, yes. Clearly, that's what happens in this pit of cosmic horror.
Do we get sanity back?
I'll give everyone 2 sanity for, like, surviving.
All right.
We should be losing sanity. I mean, we just survived a dramatic endeavor.
Yeah, but we did it by defeat and then things we didn't see.
I will give you a dose of keen, because you're not being chased by...
Thank you. How much did that heal?
Hell monsters? I don't know.
I gave the information to you, but I can look it up again.
It's been a while.
Yeah, so. You gave the information to me when I got it in the first session, when Master, the Earth was on the other side of the sun.
1d6 damage.
Okay.
That seems accurate. It requires a first aid check, though.
So, okay, we'll do my first... I can do first aid myself.
Yeah.
And I made that, so...
Yeah, 6.
You heal 1d6.
And I got soap 6.
Okay.
I'm awesome.
So you continue on for a way.
Extreme medicine.
Then, as you come into another room, you come into another larger room after some more time of travel. Mardekar motions for everyone to stop. As you do that, you can hear the sounds of... movement ahead of you, scraping and skittering sounds.
What's that?
Yeah. All right, Danazine.
Get the cleaver.
And, Mardecker motions for everybody to say, "They seem to be there. There's a pack, but they're in front of the only exit out of the exit we need to take. The tunnel we need to take. There is." One thing we could do, we could either try to fight them, I think there's three of them, or...
Is there one weapon in the group?
I have a hammer.
Yeah.
Or rather, there's four. Everybody's got a weapon.
That seems free. Very dangerous, but there is a gug, I can smell it nearby. We could try and lure it in there, and it would chase them off. So, I think that is probably the better solution.
So, how do we lure this gug?
Well,
gug.
Well, that would work.
Sorry.
A thousand monsters descend upon you. So he describes you. There's a couple ways. One, you could do that and just like yell and just hope you could run really fast because the gug can't follow where we're going. It's too big to fit in the tunnel you're going into. So that's just dex times five checks. Because the gug is in a tunnel that was running parallel to the one you just took, so it's the tunnel that the gug is in is right behind you off to the left, so you just need to run in there and then run back in the main room, and then the gug will probably see the gas as better meals.
Boogie woogie woo.
The other thing is trying to act like a ghast, try and imitate the sounds of a ghast, and trying to sneak it.
I want to rely on my acting skills.
Yes. and hope the gug tries to stalk you long enough to lure it in there, and then it'll mistake you or it'll mistake the gas as the one as you. So that's option two. Option three is just to somebody, well, you know, cut themselves and then really prominently just wait until it comes roaring in. So,
Raven Darlington, I've imagined him as unkillable.
but while we're waiting for that, we could try to sneak closer to the exit. So we could be waiting. So if you do the blood route, we could try and sneak up to where the ghasts are, and as soon as the gug comes in, run past the ghasts because the ghasts will be like, "Oh shit, gug! We need to run." So those are the three options he presents. If you guys have a better idea, he's welcome to try it because there's a lot more of you than there is of Mardecker. So, you know, he kind of values his...
So wait, is that last option lure the ghast to the gug?
No, lure the gug to the ghast through blood. Human blood will draw a gug to them.
Can we lure the ghast to the gug?
There's three of them. He doesn't... the ghasts are prey of the gug. They wouldn't go near a gug. Gug's much larger.
Yeah, I know. I know what the gug is.
I add a character. I'm sure you do. But
fuck you and that.
You're the one. All right. So
you could still.
How would you get gas to the gug?
That's what I'm saying. What can we do?
This is really quickly turning into a Dr. Seuss. How to get gas to the gug? Are you going to get gas to the gug, Greg?
They're prey. I mean, gas are prey of the gug. I don't know what would lure them to them. So this is what so how would you like to use an analogy? How would you get gazelle to go near a tiger or a lion?
Well, that's
a tiger would be more than the weirdness factor because I don't think they can.
This is more like assuming Jurassic. It's a wilderness safari place. It's gone amok. So
the analogy I'd be more apt to say it's more like we are the foxes leading the hunter into a bear's den.
Yeah.
What is this about pretending to act like ghasts? Because that doesn't sound
just
possible.
Well, you can hear the gas over there. You make sounds like... Sneak into the tunnel. Make sounds like that, and then sneak back here, and then wait for the gug to come. Gug probably just can't hear the gas, but if you were to, like, mimic it...
Well, I'm not a good mimicker.
So. Well, that's fine.
What's the mimicry skill?
I would allow fast talk, or at a minus 10 penalty, or if you added acting skill, or any number of skills.
Anthropology?
I would allow German. Yeah, huge. No.
Gas. We're going to...
No, it's just like... German swear words sound like gas.
And there go our...
basic setup.
There go our German set. Sorry, crawl kill.
Us.
Yes.
Gug hanging out, gas in the way.
Yes.
All right.
All right. I'm going to... I propose that we do the...
The exit's a little more in the center, so you can sneak up around either side. It's not in a corner, but other than that, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. So. Since I am probably the most stealthy member of our party, and I do have...
I have a hammer!
A thousand monsters to send.
Why don't I go and try to lure it?
I rolled a 94. I think I can sound like those guests.
I think I can too.
Right.
I think I could probably do it just
so before. You and I will both go.
In fact, you don't even have to make a skill check if you roleplay it satisfyingly enough.
I like this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it.
All
right. Ross really has not even planned yet.
I know.
Just FYI.
I know.
So if we go do that, do you guys want to get as close to the ghast as possible, sneaking-wise? Like, it makes sense to have the sneakiest people get to close to the ghast, and the not-sneaky people run away from the gunk. Or just wait and make the big sprint once... Gug eats.
Yeah.
I think that the big sprint is probably going to be the safer option because, no offense to Darlington, but I remember him trying to sneak.
No, I'm not that stealthy.
Not his type of people sneak pretty good.
I can sneak. I am a pilot.
He's not very
good. All right, rowdy imagination. actors head north. Sneaky people. Go west. Everyone else, just wait and get ready to run. 3-point stance. Stretch your hammies. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we're splitting the party.
Yes.
It's a bold strategy. It
always works out.
It does. It really does. So,
you've literally told me to do this. There are three options.
Like, yeah, I know. There are three options. Yeah. You can try
the one that
I am not making my plan here. Like, this is your plan. Don't criticize my plan.
I'm not.
I'll cut you.
I'm not.
Whoa! You gave me enough time, I would convince that Gug to work for me. For no pay. And become the ruler of the Dreamlands.
Yeah.
I just want that known.
We'll have that chance later on.
Ego much there?
Yeah.
So what's your opinion on vertical mouth beads?
You don't have preparedness this time. all right, so raise of hands, who is acting?
What's your fast talk?
Nope.
What's your fast talk?
I'm going off of the...
The role play?
The role play option.
The sneaky. No.
You have to really...
I'm not a sneaker.
That's right. You're not. That's why you don't go act in front of the gun.
You can stay where you are and just wait for something to happen.
We're not sneaking either. We're pretending to be gassed so the Gug hears us, comes to consume us, and
we run like hell.
Away. That's right. But see, we're going to do that here to lure the Gug out.
Who is good at sneaking? I guess that's a better way to say it. Who is good at sneaking?
I am.
Now,
so you are.
Is there like a large crane or something that I can operate in order to make this plan go better?
Oh, God.
Or perhaps an animatronic Gug.
Yes.
Sadly,
like a giant Gug suit laying around?
Sadly, no.
We can make it out of moss.
Yes.
Only David is sneaking up to the gas.
I thought anything we imagine can be
real. So is David the only one sneaking up to the gas?
Are you saying that we don't have the power?
He's not sneaking to the gas. He wants to go to the gas.
I thought that we were sneaking to the gas so that the gas...
Only one person has to do it.
Okay.
There was a drawing.
So here's what I thought we were doing. Gug is here.
Yeah.
We are here.
Yeah.
One person tiptoes over to the Gug.
Yeah.
Goes... makes the gas sounds.
Yeah.
Brings the Gug running out.
Hi!
Sneaker goes back over to the group. Gug consumes the gasps, goes back to its thing, and then
we have him to be all...
Well, you don't... You're well, Mardecker's plan is as soon as the Gug gets in the room, just to make a run for it.
Also works, because Gug over here, holy shit, Gug, the gasps are...
Yeah,
focusing more on that, and then we just leg it.
I'm going to be one of the runners.
All right, so you're just
going to
stay in, wait, and run.
Yes. Eventually.
Okay, so no one's sneaking up the gas to get a head start on the running to the exit.
Right, we weren't going to do that.
I'm going to rely on my own speed and fear.
Okay, so multiple people
can pretend
to be ghasts. I will allow it.
He's got it.
Yeah.
I think he's got it.
So, yeah, if you want to have David solo it, that's fine.
Who here believes in David's skills? I do.
Yeah.
I love this.
Can one, like, pretend to be a ghast for ghasts? Can I convince the ghast that I am one of them?
Well, you don't look like one. That's a problem.
I thought they don't see, though. They hunt. They hate light.
Yeah,
they hide entirely by smell.
If you, it's a bold strategy.
How hard are that fast talk?
They're also, he says, they're rather animalistic. So they're
all right. I'm just gonna stick back and run then.
All right. So, Aaron, so are you going to help with the gas?
I'll help with...
You don't have to. You can wait to run and make a David show if you want it.
So, I'll help with the gas.
What's your fast talk?
No, I have my fast talk.
No, it's just a roleplay thing. All right, that's fine. I'll let them have the choice. They can either run, or they can either roll, or they can roleplay.
By the way, Aaron, you're going to be really embarrassed if they respond, and what they're saying is, God, he has the worst accent.
Do you know that? All right, so the two of you...
Oh, wait a second. This is a shitty plan.
This is a terrible fucking plan.
That's why I'm making popcorn.
Well, this was the plan what the ghoul thought of, so yeah.
That's... All right, no, we already started. We're just going to improvise it. This is a terrible fucking plan. If we scare the gug out to chase after us, and the gas don't like the gas are just going to go where the gug can't get them... Which is exactly where we want to go. So then we will be between a giant monster and a pack of slightly less giant monsters.
Well,
it's possible. All right. That's why the primary plan should be tricking the gas to the gug.
Well,
and then letting the gug go all gug shit on them.
Well, the thing is, can we have somebody sneak over?
Yeah, actually, you already left. Back? No, you already left.
All right.
We're already going. We're pot committed. We're all in.
God.
Here, have some.
Okay.
We haven't made the first rolls yet, so we haven't left. We were going to be stealthy and sneaky to walk over there, remember?
No, you don't have to make stealth rolls as long as you're that far away from the gas. And the gug is probably pretty far away, too.
So. All right, so let's reconvene.
All right.
What are we doing?
So, okay, if you can think of a way, like, Mardiger doesn't know how you can maneuver gas towards a gug. But he is not there. There is a way that I can think of in my head that you could do that.
You could get the gun charging, and then you could get the gas chasing prey in another direction, and
just have them meet in the middle, and then us booking the other way.
Yeah. So somebody, if somebody wants to be bait to ghasts, then
I'll be gas bait.
Okay.
I can run really fast.
So you're not going after the gun anymore.
Or I think
somebody has to.
We are committed on Guggen.
All right, yeah. So you're gugging. All right, I'm going to go to the gas.
Okay. But
with
bigger.
With a much bigger fork.
Is anyone else going to the gas?
To what?
Chased and possibly eaten by them.
I'm with Frenchie and... I'll hang out with Mardak.
So you guys are on the gas,
I'll do what he's doing.
We're on gas duty.
I find his ideas intriguing. We should subscribe to his newsletter.
Mardiker. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Is Mardiker bemused by all this?
Mardiker is hard to read. Like, he's mostly...
On account of being faceless.
Just a face. It's just, you know...
He's a mountain.
Well, he's constantly in darkness regardless of angle and lighting.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I just get this feeling that he knows what's going on, and he seems to be able to survive here pretty well.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to be more like him.
All right. Fair enough. All right. So, Team Gas, we'll do you first. So, how are you going to get their attention?
I will pretend to be a gas.
All right.
As I get close instead of sneaking.
Okay.
Are you a gas with a gas?
Give me a fast talk check at half just to get within... without being instantly detected.
One of the gas
detected.
What do I start with?
I fail by two.
Fail by two. All right. That was pretty close.
38 would have done it.
38 would have done it. They as they're sort of skittering around, sort of, you're kind of sure they're just at rest. Yeah. Yeah.
Skitter. Skitter.
All right, Tom. Yeah, give me a fast talk check at half if you want to back it up.
But, oh, wow. How's half of five?
Three. I'll give you a round.
Oh, good. Oh, shit. I have a chance here. I have a chance here. I do it! Oh, my God! Two!
Tom Church, ladies and gentlemen.
You are like the Shakespeare guests. Like,
all right, fucking roleplay this, Tom.
No, I roll. I don't have to.
Oh,
remember?
Wow.
This is your one time to be a monster in a game, and you're like, no.
And he's passing it up.
Yeah. And you can get away with it by swearing in German.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, Tom, this is your moment.
I speak French.
You've heard Germans swear before.
Oh, as have you?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, no, this is 1920s, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So you survived World War One.
Yeah, I did.
So Tom, come on, Tom. I'm not going to stop and let you.
All right.
What? How are you role playing?
I only know a few actual swear words.
You don't have. Yeah, exactly. Just be a monster.
Gas sounds.
Ich bin ein Gasly.
There we go. Yes. Exactly. Beautiful.
Yes. Gas often sneeze. And
I said shit. And I said shit.
Yes.
They do. That's what they sound like.
They actually sneeze shit. It's yes. A terrible, terrible evolutionary adaptation.
It is. The evolutionary process of the dream is really fucked.
By technicality, according to your own rules, I didn't have to roleplay that.
No, you did. You weren't. You were put roleplay. You're trying to pretend to be a gas in front of other gas. They're more discerning.
Oh, I see.
They have monocles and top hats.
Is one of these guys?
I didn't care for the opener, but this new fellow. Yes, there's something here.
Yes.
Like
I think you're
he's got chops. I say. Is he one of the imagists?
This one has. Moxie, I tell you, Moxie.
So one of the gas is pretty much like a weekly editorial contributor to the Underworld Gas Gazette.
Pretty much. Okay. And so the two of you...
He's a star reporter.
So they look up and notice you, and they're like, but they don't immediately attack you. So what are you going to do?
Zoidberg yourselves out of there.
Yeah. Oh. You can just they seem to not really have much of a language. It's more gesturing and grunting from what limited time you've had to observe.
Like the Tea Party.
Political!
Yes, all right. So what do you want to
gesture
communicate
the
to them?
Dog. Gesture
or what are you trying to do? This is your plan.
I'm the ghost of bad ideas future.
You didn't
run away! I'm not warning him. I'm yeah. Just sprinting towards the guy.
All right. They stop. All right. That blow, they look, and they look at you, and they look at him running away. What do you do?
I'm going to chase after him.
All right.
To lead it, to start the chase.
They start chasing after you because they're like rabid dogs. They chase whatever runs away from them. So good job there, Team Gas. Great role playing there. All right, Team God. All right. So the two of you, you...
Where did Darlington go? How does he keep disappearing?
He's right there.
I've always been here.
There he is.
He's just Dart.
Smile for me, big boy.
Wow.
So the two of
watch
you...
Watch out for that gun. He's a bad egg.
Basically get within... You can hear sort of a laborious breathing and coming in the distance. You know, kind of very Darth Vader. You haven't heard Darth Vader yet. But
he sounds like he's in the nine lungs.
You can try and make loud gas sounds if you want to attract his attention without having to make a sneak check first. Or you can make... get a sneak check to get close and closer to him and make soft gassed sounds. What's the gestures here? What are you?
Method actor. I feel like they're a gassed couple arguing. Well, we're gonna go for dinner that night.
All right. The Gug hears you. Make a luck check to make sure nothing else
this
is heard.
I want to hear more. This sounds fascinating.
Made it.
No.
All right.
Yackety schmackety doo.
You hear?
Except,
you need, brother, give me a listen check.
You're making sounds like the gas favorite prey now.
Yes, 18 made it.
So you hear? Okay. There's another Gug. Closer to you.
Oh, dear.
Side tunnel.
Oh, dear. Fuck.
You didn't hear, but he was asleep. and he starts, you know, rolling over, getting up. So there's two guns coming.
Hey, double effective plan.
Yeah.
Grabbing him by the arm, and now we run.
All right.
Or as the Spanish say, dos guns.
All right, so...
I don't...
Or they say in French.
You don't always get chased by horrors in the underworld. But when
yeah,
I
at
do,
this point, everybody's running. Let's get with the next time pod checks. Dan only needs to make one because he was
still make it
odd one on the back of others. Just everyone else is doing work. I'm just going to be lazy.
No.
All right. So that was. So
I make it.
You make it. All right. So
does
the first check. The rest of you need to make two checks. Two successful checks in a row. So one more check for those of you who made the first one. Oh, that's an 86.
Yeah, okay. I have a 17.
It still fails, because you need an 85.
Do I know?
Yeah, 17 times 5 is 85. So that's one failure.
I failed the first time, so.
Did you roll again?
Okay.
So after two rolls, tell me what everybody did.
Ought 3, that succeeded.
Okay.
41.
So you made two rolls?
Yes.
All right, you're in the clear. Did you make your roll?
Yep.
You're in the clear.
Ought 1 for the first, and then a 49 for the second, so I made both.
You're in the clear. And you two are not in the clear. All right, so... The way you're still there. All right.
God,
so...
You sound like Cyril Figg.
It's fine. Darling, you can't die. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Sorry.
The underworld, the air is not agreeing with you. So, all right, so the two of you are mixed in the melee. There are ghasts, gugs, and just utter chaos. Raining throughout the cavern.
Guns and a couple of thugs.
Yeah. So both of you give me luck checks.
I imagine you and the guy just like walking by.
22 made it.
All right. So Tom has got the intention.
Now that I have a giant wrench.
Hey, Tom, did you make the luck check?
No, he failed. Tom failed. All right. So you don't get a notice. If you make a sneak check or a Dex times 5 check, you can get away.
Dex times 5.
All right, I've decided.
However,
I'm totally
Tom is in trouble. A Gug has noticed him.
Can I build rocket boots
and never use them?
Yes.
Let's see here.
Can I make friends with a giant string of fungus? That's probably the king. Maybe.
All right.
No!
All right, a Gug reaches out and tries to grab you, but it trips and falls down. It's yeah. Literally, you see the guy.
I stop what I'm doing and scold him.
Give me a sand check. Oh yeah, you need to give me a sand check. You actually see.
Yeah, I made it.
Okay.
No.
All right. Only two.
Okay.
It is incredibly. Like, disgusting and huge, but you're kind of focused
that's
on fight or flight.
That's not good.
Just...
Jesus.
Fucker. So, Tom, you're in the middle of the room, by yourself. Everyone else has gone out to safety. So one Gug is got his eyes on you. The others don't seem to notice you quite yet. What are you going to do? Everyone else can see this happening, or see that Tom has him in yet. So what are you going to do?
Keep out of it. Like, get away from it.
All right, give me a Dex on spot check.
Come on. Jesus. 85 or lower, you shit. Yeah, maybe.
All right, that's one. You start getting some distance. The Gug gets back up, and it's very fast. Because it's...
Son of a bitch.
All right, so give me one more check.
Low 85. Yeah.
All right. So now you finally get away, fortunately, after barely being grabbed by a horrible monstrosity from...
they all made an accepted Frenchman. Yeah. Well, he'll just reappear. Similar voice. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Yes. So the five... did anybody else take a good look at the Gugs or Ghasts? Those of you who saw the Ghasts, give me sand checks, too.
Now, dude, I acted like them and they believed it.
I know, but you need to
fail that.
Save. All right.
No.
This is the first time you saw it close, so...
I saw him from across the room, so I don't need to make it.
Only two.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
I didn't actually see him, but I did hear them. Do I need to make
No, you were close enough to... Yeah, go ahead and give me a sand check for the guard. Go. Only Dan was fine. He was just like, yeah, whatever.
Well, I made mine.
I don't build fucking rocket boots. Care about you bitches. Operate heavy machinery for the wind.
I feel we were denied critical need to know information.
So you rush through the tunnel.
You guys did great.
Running for what seems to be ages until finally you come to a massive chant. The tunnel opens up into another massive cavern as big as the one you entered the underworld in. Mardekar lets you rest for a moment. He says, "Be very, very close. I've been following the thread that I see, but I'm afraid it goes into the city of the gods. Another race built it. Their forebears built this city. It is left into ruins now. But it has an exit to the surface world too. So I guess your treasure, your heart's desire, is kept between this world, between the underworld and the surface. So the exit, the top of the tower." So the Tower of Koth, it is called. But in order, I'm afraid the city itself, even though it is in ruins, the walls are very tall and very hard to get through. I know of one way we could get through, through stealth, but we could try to climb the walls or find a hole through it. The Gugs themselves do not maintain it, so. But once we're inside the city, we cannot speak. It is the god that they worship hates speech. It is the blind god, they call it. And he has offended his speech. Any spoken word in the city will cause them a great amount of anger and raise an alarm, perhaps. It is terrifying. So, but I have a way to sneak ourselves in. You see, the Gugs, when they go hunting, they take these great bags with them to store their prey in there. We could sneak up on one, and I can get into the city myself, but I don't know. I can distract the Gugs, and that would give you a chance to sneak into one of the bags, and from there you could get into the city. Or we could try together as a group to climb the walls or go through a door while they do not see us.
So just to recap, the two choices of plans here are: hide in the monster's lunch bag, or scale the big tall walls.
Or look through the walls to find another exit, entrance. I mean, the walls themselves are tall, but they're in ruin. There's probably a hole or two in by now. Or we could look for something else. If you have other ideas, you seem to be very clever. But it is the city of the Gugs.
I found you.
Yeah.
Can we pretend to be Gugs? That shouldn't be too hard.
Can we find a dead Gug and then become and like all climb inside of it and use it like as a Gug costume?
In other words, to get a big robe, like we like, and stand on each other's shoulders. We are the world's skinniest Gug.
I'm gonna look for a hole.
I think looking for the hole in the wall is a better idea. Yeah,
we should stick together.
And the meal.
Oh, don't worry about me. It is you. If you're not good at climbing, you could be left outside while the others get to safety, and then the Gugs would see you in open ground like that, and that would be the end of you. You'd be in open ground, and there'd be nowhere to run to. So
I don't like that plan.
Yeah.
You know what? Can't I?
Of course, if one of you were sacrificial, they could easily distract the Gugs while the rest of us get in.
Gee, let's see. Anyone in this group want to do that? No, I don't think so.
Well,
all right.
Metagaming speaking, I could do that.
Yeah. Well, you're not even convinced this is real yet.
Yeah.
Don't you wake up if you die in a dream?
California's weird.
No, at this point, it's just that I have just no idea to comprehend what's going on. Really.
Fair enough.
It's just whatever.
How's your head?
Yeah.
Huh?
Does your head hurt? Your brain?
Look for holes. Look for holes.
Yeah.
Holes.
I still say Operation holes. Gug costume.
No, I don't want to be a Gug.
Well, there are necromancers. If we could find, there is a Gug graveyard too. I suppose we could try it, but it might be more disturbing than you are willing to admit.
Don't.
Are you a necromancer?
I appreciate
I'm
you,
not
Ross,
a necromancer.
But
yeah.
You need to tug the leash sometimes.
No, but I deny player agency.
Whoa. Wall. Yeah. Holes. Yeah.
All right. So.
You guys are full of boring plans.
I'm actually giving you more choices that are in the actual campaign, by the way.
I completely understand that.
Yeah.
It's because you're terrible monsters. Railroad.
Yeah.
Onto one of these four choices.
Yeah.
One of which is patently ridiculous.
All right. So you approach the Gug
City. Which one are you thinking? Hide in the lunch bag or Gug costume?
Gug costume. What?
I think the
Gug costume rings higher on the ridiculous scale than hide in the lunchbox.
Yes.
Gug.
Yes, it does. Gug costume. That's a good band name.
How are you speaking? Speak to us. How are you today?
Gug. Remember, you can't speak in the city.
That's right. That's we can't one talk rule. In the city. We just have to gesture.
Yep.
And if they
so we have to learn Gug's sign language.
I'm sprinting towards the wall. Yeah. Like, spear out. I might be sprinting.
As you all approach it, there's no Gugs in sight right now.
So. I fail.
I do not fail.
It's dex time sign.
All for Lucille?
It will also get you closer to the way out. And there might be something else that your heart desires.
Was it dex times 5?
It's a spot hidden check.
Oh.
My heart desires things making some goddamn sense.
22 out of 8.
I desire not dying.
Okay. You actually, between you, you spot several ways on one section of the wall. One, there does look like a good sized hole about halfway up the wall, which is twice the height of a Gug, so about 30 feet up.
This is about 2 Gugs.
Yeah.
So 2 Gugs worth.
You see a Gug walk by the wall at one point, so it's pretty easy to gauge the size.
Excuse me, Gug, can you stand there as a measure?
What a Gug and a half.
Thank you!
There's also one right at the base of it, like a mouse hole kind of thing, although that looks... I mean, it's hard to tell exactly how tall it is. Maybe it's tall enough for you. Maybe you'd have
it's a mouse hole for a Gug city. Like, I just see what vermin they've got here.
Yes. I want to go through quarter Gug one. That's where I want to go.
Well, there's one other one. There is a door, a gate. And the gate itself looks like the door itself is a couple of feet off the ground. So you could walk under that easily. But what if a Gug comes? Not much cover. So... that would be a luck check.
Gonna come
so,
right now.
So, Gast Holden?
That'd be a luck check for everyone going underneath the door.
So until it just comes down.
If you go all as a group, it's the person with the lowest luck.
Oh, fuck you, boss.
Yeah.
I'll do door if we go one at a time.
This is why you're single. No one likes you.
Then I'll do mouse hole.
That's harsh.
You're right. That was totally irresponsible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You still have to do. I'm not changing the rules. All
right. I take that back.
All right. So which you're going through the door?
I take back. How about I like the Gug mouse hole myself.
God, what would a Gug mouse look like?
The thing is, the mouse hole is by open ground. So if you go to that, you're gonna have to
more pauldrons.
There's not gonna be. If you don't like it, you're gonna have to make another deck of 5 in math.
Yeah.
So. Basically, there's a lot of cover, a lot of broken holes and that kind of thing that you can move from cover to cover, and the Gugs aren't. The Gugs, for some reason, they don't expect humans to try and sneak into their city.
That was their first mistake.
Yeah.
Sprinting to the door.
All right, Dex.
Sprinting to the door.
Through the door?
Oh, no one to the door.
Luck check first.
Oh, is that the gate? Oh, God.
That's the gate.
I make the luck check.
All right.
I'm not waiting for anyone. Is the gate open?
He just takes off on his own.
Dex
on my life. Dex on 5.
Is the gate open? Like, is that...
No, it's closed.
I mean,
it's a couple feet off the... What?
Yeah, it's
a giant door, so there's a gap at the bottom of the door. For Gugs, that's, like, small, but since we are tiny people...
We are but humans.
Yeah, then fine.
It's about 2 feet up, you said?
Think more like, you know, one of those saloon doors in a Western. You're just kind of swinging
I'm through already.
Yeah, you're through. Caleb, he just... Mardek will go after all of you to see which of you makes it.
After he gets done laughing.
Start the luck check
first. Well, if one of you doesn't make it, he wants to... Well...
He'll use a different...
Right. Exactly.
No, he can refill his jowl back.
I'll follow Caleb, so...
Alright, is anybody going with Aaron, or are you going to wait for Aaron to go?
Well, I took the same route that Caleb did.
You were going with him?
Well,
no.
No, he went off
by... He can be behind me.
Alright, so give me a luck.
Yeah.
1 times 5.
Okay, so do we both do it at the same
time? If you're going at the same time, who has the lower luck?
I have 65.
I have 75, and I made a 41.
Alright, Aaron rolls, makes a luck check first.
I was going the route Caleb took, the same
he
way.
Went Caleb, but you have him going with you.
Yeah.
At the exact
That's time. Why I sprinted away from all y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want your luck scores getting all up in my 80 luck score. Go to
odd
keep my...
six.
All right. Dex times five for both of you.
Fuck you.
Hey. I'm just trying to survive my own dream.
Made it. Yes, 29. Made it.
All right. Both of you make it across.
All right. Like, well, fine. If we're all going that way, why not?
Okay.
Make it.
Okay, give me a dex on fire.
Below 85. Yes.
Alright.
Take them both.
Dan?
Hi, Dan.
Once more into the breach, motherfucking.
Hey, but Dan, if you get spotted, just act like Lurp, okay? It'll enchant the gubs.
Luck, fine.
Alright, dex on fire.
Nine.
Okay.
We are SEAL Team 6.
You all make it.
Yes, that was a brilliant infiltration plan.
Well, I guess that's where the result is. We're all amazed it worked. Like, can you believe that?
All right, so when you get all of you get Mardecker soon meets up with you. He went through the mouse hole.
Pussy.
He looks fine. Gestures for you to follow them. You continue. You go towards the heart of the city. All around you, you can hear the sounds of gugs.
Well, they're moving.
Footsteps.
Gugs.
The sounds of flesh being ripped apart, being chewed by powerful jaws.
Occasionally a grunt or so.
Yeah, oh, come on. Tell me that the image doesn't make sense in your head.
No.
In the distance, though, you can already see an enormous conical tower spiraling. Thousands of feet up into
That's
the
it.
Air.
My mind dug
so there is a large staircase that you eventually reach that winds upward from the city up towards the top. So as you approach, Mardecker makes that gesture and heads towards the stairs. So what do you do? Are you looking around or are you going to... What are you going to do?
I wonder why
down.
He's trying to be...
I'm going
to
look down.
Duck.
You're going to look... What are you going to do?
Straight down.
Duck and follow him, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just open air. There's a giant staircase in front of you. Are you just...
I'm assuming he's pointing down towards the staircase.
He makes that gesture.
I'm keeping my eyes pointed to the
ground. So he's not on the staircase when he makes that
gesture?
He's moving
towards the staircase.
But,
as he does so, he makes a motion like that.
Okay, eyes are down on the ground.
So I'm
going to...
Yeah,
yeah.
Feet in front of me. I
yeah.
look at the
clearly
person in front
telling
of
us not to look, so I am not going to look, and I'm just going to head for the stairs.
Okay.
Again, saying nothing.
All right. The staircase of the tower is, for some reason, ill-suited for human feet.
Imagine that.
It is long, low, flat steps. Must have been built for very large beings. Mm. It is tower itself is featureless. Nothing more than a seemingly ordinary piece of rock surrounded by the spiraling stair. So you have to climb each one. Each stair comes up to about your waist, or the top of your chest. So you have to climb up step by step by step. So
how the workout in the Dreamlands? Yeah. Running, climbing, running. It's like CrossFit.
You know what the number one rule of CrossFit is?
What?
Always fucking talk about CrossFit.
Yeah, at Fight Club.
Yeah.
Except when you're in the Gug City when you don't say a word.
No, even then.
No, not in this one. No words.
So you continue on. Everyone give me a luck check.
Nope.
You failed?
I did.
I'm good.
99.
You failed worse than I did.
Aaron, you stub your toe on, as you're numb from exhaustion and pushing yourself too far, you hit your toe on a bit of a rock, and you curse. What is your go-to curse?
So,
bloody hell.
No.
God! Ah! Alright, too late.
Shit in CrossFit, bro.
At this point, and of course, you are a second later. Like, oh, you fuck off!
No, merde.
Yeah. So the two of you,
you were allies, ass.
An enormous, nerve-wracking, clanging sound, like an immense bell, comes from nowhere and everywhere. You can hear it all around you, coming from the city below. So now it is the chasing. Oh god, you're pretty far up the tower, but they know where you are. So, dex times five. Make
it. For that adrenaline.
Nope.
No.
All right. I'm fine.
I hate your dice.
I'm good.
Bring your own then.
I did today.
Yeah. And they've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, they have. Except for a few times.
It's a few times. All right, so those of you who fail... all right, so those of you who make it, are you going to help your fellows?
Come on,
okay,
you.
So...
It's you can help one other person. Yeah, just you, Caleb, and Aaron fail.
I'll help him.
Okay.
I'll grab Darlington.
All right, give me string times five check to help him.
I'll continue to ride on the backs of other success. Yes.
All right. I'll let you help him if you take a hit point of damage from...
yeah, I will.
All right. So you bang yourself. Oh, fuck. Pull
do
muscles.
Do we hear Gugs coming?
Yes, you do. It is pretty terrifying. As
it's,
you,
like, it's pretty scary.
I mean, if you just replace in your mind the mental image of a Gug with Snorlax, it's now fine.
Yeah. So
a lot less horrifying.
We're just make the Gugs into a children's TV show.
Yeah.
Gug's World. Gug World.
Where do you think Sesame Street came from?
But fortunately, the chase itself just blurs by. Or the going up the stairs just blurs by as you just can, your body goes into autopilot as you just rush up to the stair, jump up, climb up, rush up, climb up, rush up, climb up, again and again and again and again, until you lose track of who you're. You begin to lose track of who you are and what you are. Everyone seems to go on and on and on. You've forgotten what the sun looks like. You've forgotten what your name is. It just goes and on and on and on. All you can hear is that clanging of the bell and the sounds coming from behind you.
Hell's
and you're
bells.
Beginning to doubt your own existence. You're beginning to think you are the fever dream of some poet in an opium dream. It's not. Give me a sand check, everyone.
Yes, made it.
No.
Fuck no.
All right. Dan loses 5. Holy. Temporary insanity.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Yes! I think it's the first one in the game. All right.
Tom loses 6.
Yeah! This is just baffling.
Yeah.
How did we go this far?
Well, because the first cosmic thing you found, Tom's character died before you could see it. So.
Yeah.
I know, but it would have been as a thought. It would have been fucking epic.
Can I just now be convinced that these guys are automatons that need to be repaired? Can that be my insanity?
Random rolls or something.
No, it's that bell. You have to fix that fucking broken alarm bell. So you have to fix that. And you know where it is. It's down the bottom of the stairs. You have to run back down and fix the fucking clock.
Go fix that goddamn clock.
All right, it's just driving you fucking nuts.
Hi, Ross.
Yeah,
so obviously. So you literally stop and go running the other way.
Yes, so that's what he does. Unless somebody wants to stop him. Tom, you start hallucinating. You are in New York. You are...
How did I get there?
Yeah, you must be in New York. You must be in... No, you're... Where are you? You're in the trenches! Oh, shit, you're in the trenches again. And you need to get... You're being buried in the trenches. You need to get up. Are you surrounded by enemies, or are you surrounded by your comrades? Make a luck check to see if you hallucinate.
Made it.
All right, so the people around you are wearing your uniform. Wearing, allied uniforms. So they're not... You don't have to kill them, but you're clearly in the trenches. Dan starts running down immediately.
When? Glenn?
Gotta fix it. If I fix it, it'll stop.
All right. So, Marta,
try and tackle Glenn.
Do we lose any sanity for succeeding?
If you succeed, no.
Okay.
But those are the only two who failed. Marta Gary puts you in. He will slow us. He will slow them down. Anyways, he said, but he lets go. So
I'm going to try and tackle Glenn.
All right. So, we'll just do this by order of dex. Tom, you have the highest dex. So, what are you going to do?
So, I'm being buried?
You think you're in the trenches. And then, you can hear the...
A very high trench.
Yeah. Well, where are you? You're in the war. It's wartime. You're surrounded by a sailor. Yeah, where are you?
Middle of no man's land.
Okay. Well, how do you react?
drop down and just, are there shells flying overhead? And...
You can hear them. You hear the air raid siren. They must be coming any second.
An airstrike?
You guess. You don't know. It's confusing.
Like,
all right, so you're spending this round.
No, I'm actually going to make my way. I'm making my way over to the enemy trench, crawling.
Okay, so he starts crawling along one stair, not going up or down, just crawling along.
He's the bigger concern right now.
All right, so Dan, you're running. Give me a dex times 5 check.
Well, actually, his dex is.
Oh, 13. Sorry. 13. All right, sorry. So
do I go faster because I'm fucking nuts?
I'm 16.
Yeah. All right, what are you going to do, Caleb?
Fucking nuts. Stop. Crazy pants.
All right, deck time 5 to catch up to him.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize my appearance was 18.
Yeah, pretty boy. yeah, 45.
All right, so you're catching up to him.
God damn, how fast is he?
Well, you're jumping down. You're like you're only one step away, all so right. Like he just turns around, and is like I gotta fix that, gotta fix it.
Well, he was in the lead, is what I'm saying. So he had to pass me.
Oh, he was in lead. Okay.
Yeah, because he's the only one. He's the one. He didn't fail any dex checks here with the stairs.
You weren't that far apart.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he turns around and starts going back down. You rush over to him. You intercept him. How are you just going to try and talk to him?
Tackle.
Give me a grapple tackle.
I already said glad.
But you fix it.
Nope.
All right, you can't grab onto him.
Blow to the head.
All right.
Did you run after him too?
Yes.
Did you make a dex times 5?
Yes.
All right.
And using the flat of that's a fist.
All right. Dan, you can dodge or parry. Dodge is dex times 2. Parry would be equal to your
weapon.
Weapon. If you're using the wrench to block it. I won't let mechanical repair be used for that. That's a little.
Parry your wrist.
Yeah. I'll use my own punch.
50%.
59.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, he blocks it. He knows that he's got some moves. So the two of you are stopped duking it out.
Talk to Aaron now. Psychoanalysis, right?
Aaron has. Yeah, you can use psychoanalysis.
I have 1%.
Okay, well then
I've got psychology. Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, he's fucking hallucinating.
Yeah.
He lost it. So yeah, Aaron, what are you gonna do?
Try to actually pull Tom up. So.
Okay. Are you just trying to pull him up?
Physically? Yeah, for the next step, because God.
All right, give me a grapple check to pull him, unless he's resisting. Yeah, if he's resisting,
Okay, so, 25, that's going to be.
Now, here's the thing, Ross. Do I see my friend coming?
No, that's a fail.
Okay, you see your friend rushing up to you. He's trying to grab you and pick you up. How do you react?
Like, well, he's not the Bosch, so.
No.
Like, I see the Yankee just like, what are you doing? And it's like, the strikes could be coming at any moment.
Speaking at you in French.
So, I cannot understand you, imbecile. Get up on the stairs.
Like, did I wander into a British trench? I say in English.
Yeah. Yeah, so we need to go over the top.
Like, we are. We're in, like, my God, man, have you lost your mind?
And so, yes, keep going up.
Okay, you're talking, all right, you're talking to him. This round you won't be able to do anything. Next round I'll let you make a persuade check to convince him to go up. So you two are just talking this round. I like that. So, the bugs are getting closer. So, Caleb, what are you going to do?
Glenn, what are you doing? Stop this!
Gotta fucking fix it. If I can fix it, the noise will stop, and it'll be fine.
What are you fixing?
Can the fucking clock!
Fast talk roll.
Fast talk at half? Dude, what are you saying?
That's right, you do. And the clock tower is up this way, you idiot. What are you thinking? You can't fix it from the ground. You've got to fix it from up here.
All right.
It's at the top. It's up. Not down. Up.
Fast talk at half.
Nope.
All right.
You obviously don't know clocks.
All right, so Caleb, are you going to try and talk to him this round, too? Or are you going to hit him again? Or you stopped him.
So psychoanalysis is making them better, right?
That can be used for it.
Can I use fast talk to make him worse?
Sure. What are you saying?
I don't care if he's deranged. I just want him to be differently deranged.
Okay, all right.
I'll see if I make it first.
I'll edit psychology at full, if you want to.
Oh, am I doing psychology?
If you want to do a psychology check to figure him out, you've had some time to observe him.
All right, I'll do psychology. Yeah, I make it. That's 15.
Okay. So you have some insight into how his mind works. What is your angle?
Gotta fix the clock right now. Oh, shit. All right, Glenn, the clock isn't broken. You're broken. The machine of your mind, Glenn. Or rather, the machine of your mind that represents the subsystem of my mind. We must prepare it together, but you've lost your way. This is not the real problem.
All right, go ahead and give me a full backlog or persuasion check.
By the way, what would power this damn bell? Everything's made of fucking obsidian! It's not known for its electrical currency! Lava. I haven't seen a goddamn right. rope since I've been in here!
Dan, I'll let you... If you can choose if you want him to succeed automatically. If you do so, I'll roll again on a... you'll take more sand loss, and you'll get to roll on another sanity table. So you might have a better...
As I convince you that you are a good of my best.
Yeah.
Or if he convinces me that it's my brain that the machine is broken, I'm going to now start taking whatever hand tools I can find and start shoving them into my skull.
All right, well, that'll...
Well, there's also exopraxia.
That'll be my cue to exit.
Yeah, well, you could get exopraxia, which Investigator does says what others around him do or say. So you would have a chance of at least making it out if you take it. Otherwise, he has to make a check, and he could fail, and you don't change. So he has two possible. So there's three possible. One, you accept it, and I just roll more sand damage and roll on the random table to see what happens to your poor old noggin. Or two, he has to roll. If he fails, you're the same, and you'll snap out of it after so many combat rounds, which might not be a while, which might not be enough time. Or if he succeeds, same as though you had accepted it. So does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, so are you going to let him?
Just have him roll. I don't care.
All right.
Well, bullshit anyway.
Nope, I may.
No, if he lets him, you
can just succeed. No, I got 87.
No, it doesn't matter. If he accepts it, you don't have to roll.
No, he said let him roll.
Though. Oh, let him roll. For
and right. I fail. So it doesn't matter.
All right, so you're talking at him. He's like, no, gotta fix it. He's defaulting it. you're hurting him, but not quickly enough. All right, new round. So back in the trenches, you get one chance to talk him out of it. What's your pitch?
So, okay. We have to keep going up and over. The forces are coming right now, but the Jerrys are going to be retreating. We need to get over there now!
Alright, I'll let you make a persuade, or if you have a military science or something like that, some sort of military skill.
I don't, at this point.
Or fast talk skill.
So.
I want that.
Yeah, if you can make it over with me right now, there is a bottle of wine waiting for you at the end of this.
I'll let bargain go at minus 20.
Yes,
minus 20.
That's all it takes.
So, actually, it'd be
to convince the shell shocked Frenchman. There's wine on the other side of the.
29, made it.
All right, Tom, you can accept that and just take more sand damage as you delve deeper into the hallucination, or you can continue on without taking any more damage.
Let's go up.
All right, so more damage.
Up and over.
All right, so Tom, you take just another
confound
sand.
Jerry at every turn.
As you delve further into this fantasy, but you start climbing back up. So back over at Team Clock Tower. you can hear the Gugs coming. They're getting closer. You can try again. Same tactic, just another roll, as you're just trying to shake him into. Or you could grab... Both of you can make a combined grapple. You can add both your grapple checks.
I did not think grappling would be a useful skill in CSC.
Well, against monsters, no. But
yeah,
wrestling insane player characters seems to be a common thing.
I'm gonna try and punch Dan in the face.
All right, you're gonna punch Dan in the face.
I miss.
All right,
I will punch Dan in the face. And I sock the hell out of him. Odd 8.
Okay, Dan, make a roll. That's an imp. No, you can't impale punch.
Sock it to him.
All right, you make a parry or dodge check.
Can I just take the hit and brain him with my hammer?
If you do that, I'll give you plus 10 to your attack roll, but you'll take the damage, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I'm aiming to knock him out. Is that...
Yeah, I have to beat him down to zero.
You get, it's equal to your damage times 5 to knock him out. It's an opposed check versus his con. So first roll damage.
All right, so that is 1d6 plus 1d4.
It's 1d3.
Oh,
wait, 1d3 plus 1d4.
Yeah, you're not Wolverine.
Yeah.
Where's my, or can I borrow a four-sider? Like it.
So 3 plus...
2.
2.
So 5.
So what's your con, Dan?
11.
11 times 5, so...
55.
Minus 6. So you have a 25% chance of knocking him out.
Nope.
But you take 5 damage.
Alright.
If you go around to 0 hit points, you'll be knocked out.
I'm at 7. I'm good.
Yep. You can now attack one of them.
Well, he hit me. Fucking brain David with a hammer.
All right, I would.
You're a man of letters.
I'm a writer.
Can I roll?
Do I get to use heavy machinery this time?
You do get plus 10, but you don't.
Your club skill, I think, is a 30 base. I'll give you 40, so you have 50.
By the way, Delilah, dick move putting an operator on a machinery character.
Yeah. No? Nope.
In a dream landscape.
With a 50%, so you missed
96.
Yeah, 96 would miss regardless.
You get a lot of those things.
Yeah.
I know, right?
All right, new round. You two are making your way up.
I'd be fine. So climb checks, I guess.
No, you don't have to. Basically, you only have to beat the slowest person. So if everybody was running at the same time, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
It's a long way to go. It's a long way.
Your morale isn't that high. All right, so back at Team Clock Hour. What are you going to do?
Sock him, Omri. Sock him.
Kick him in the crotch. The crotch. Hot 7.
All right. Damn.
I'm a writer.
Fucking brain him.
You're not going to dodge a turn?
No. They're going to fucking kill these guys. And push that fucking tower.
All right. I got to roll.
Fucking animals.
So that's 3.
3. So.
Plus your damage bonus.
2.
5.
5. 5. So
still got 2 fucking hit points.
So
you, fine.
Yeah.
So I have 25% chance of knocking him out.
No, you did 2 less points of damage, so there'd be 15%.
Oh. Nope.
All right.
It's built like a rock.
Nope.
All right, Dan.
Now I'm gonna fucking hit the writer. God damn it.
He just broke his hammer.
Did you roll 100?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, give me a luck check and a half.
This is one of my favorite games right now.
Oh, no, it's going to be better. She failed that luck check.
Oh, yeah. Failed it so bad.
It shatters into 1,000 pieces.
Oh, no. He falls over. He starts tumbling down.
Oh.
But the stairs are big enough, so he falls over. Pitches himself over. So he takes another D3 of damage. So...
Could be okay, could be horribly wrong.
1 point of damage.
I have 1 hit point left.
Damn it! There might have been a chance if he was unconscious.
But now the Gugs come into view. The first Gug comes into view. He's at the bottommost stair that is visible. But there, he's moving fast. So you don't know exactly how many rounds you have before he gets there. At least probably 1 to 4 rounds before he will show up.
How wide are the steps?
They're very wide. They're like 20, 50 feet. I'd say about, I think they're about 50 feet across.
Are Gugs bipedal?
Yes.
Okay.
They're giant. Here, I'll show you a picture of them.
I just looked one up. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me show it for the others. Just here, Gugs. These guys, 30 feet tall.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Omri, leg it.
All right. So the two of you, so what are you going to do? He's one stair below you. You
can start. Jump down and try and grab him.
Okay. You jump down. Are you going to try and grapple him? I'll let you make it. Since the Gug is in view now, you can make a fast arc of persuade check at full to spend this round doing that.
Yes, I will do a fast arc check because it's easier than punching to me.
Yeah.
No? Yes, I got it.
All right.
Glenn, the rival contractors beat your bid! You all can't right. work for free!
All right, there is a giant fucking monster down there. Do you rationalize that as another contractor, or is it a fucking monster and you should get the fuck out of there?
It's another fucking contractor.
All right, no sand loss. You're still in the delusion, but you're still going to do what you're going to do. And what are you going to do, Dan?
Motherfucker took the contract.
Are you going to talk him down? Are you going to talk him down? Trying.
God damn it.
Are you?
I am crazy pissed off, and I've been punched in the head. That fucking contractor's got to die.
Okay,
dude, he is so fired.
You can. All right, so you're going to charge the contractor.
Yeah, I'm going to charge that contractor. I still have my hammer.
You do still have your hammer. All right, give me a Dex times 5 check.
I gave it a shot.
You did.
We did.
It's time to get out.
10.
All right, that's an impale, I think.
I am just going to turn and run away. I'm not looking behind me. I'm just going to run.
All right, so Caleb and David, give me Dex times 5 check.
95.
Okay,
I'm not making it this time.
All right, you're slow, so you'll have to see whatever happens next round.
I make it.
All right, you're climbing those stairs as fast as possible, so you catch up to Aaron and Tom fairly quickly. All right, so round one of combat
versus a gug.
This will
go great. I have one hit
point. I'll even let you attack first. I'll give you a plus 20 to attack, too.
Because the guy is just fucking what?
He's huge. His size is 58.
You got this.
I got this.
Nothing bad's going
to
happen.
This will be like fucking Shadow of the Goddamn Colossus in this bitch.
Stab the glyph!
It's a bold strategy. Let's see how it plans out.
You get first attack. You have plus 20 on all attack rolls against the guy.
Yeah.
All right. 1d6 plus your damage bonus.
2.
Nothing. Your hammer smacks against it. The tough hair, skin, and cartilage is too dense for you to actually affect with a fucking hammer. It's the size of a building. Anyways, I'll give you, you actually wake up at this point. You smash your hammer, power as hard as you can, it does nothing against its shin bone. And you're like, that's not a contractor at all. That's a fucking monster.
Oh. Roll sanity. You're obviously going to survive this. We have to see the long term.
It attacks you with both claws.
Nope.
Oh, he failed the sand check again.
All right. It hits with the first claw. It misses with the second one.
But still.
You got it.
I'll be fine.
Are you going to dodge check, don't you?
You get a dodge check. So, the next time's two.
You got this.
This will be great.
No.
Still fine, though.
Yeah.
Are you really going to roll an attack? Does he do one damage?
He can't do one damage. He does. Let's see here. 8. Plus 3. 11 damage. As he rips you in shreds. So that's your last wrestle. David, give me that beautiful sand check.
I'm fine.
You take 14. You take... 1 point. Yeah, 1 point of sand loss. So as your group friend is
warned
him, we warned him.
Yeah.
We both warned him.
So you continue on. The gugs stop momentarily, long enough for you to get up to the top of the tower.
preoccupied.
Yeah, as they parcel out bits of
gel.
Yeah, Glenn. Yeah.
Gel.
So I got his femur.
So. As you get to the top, you see that there is, at the top of the tower, there
couldn't
is...
Couldn't take it a boat, just saying.
There is a huge stone trap door visible high above, but it has been blocked by a mountain of huge boulders packed tightly underneath it. There's a gap no larger than a few inches. There's no way to even reach the trap door. Each boulder weighs tons. Mardecker seems quite concerned. He says, well, this is the only exit I've heard of. I did not hear that it was blocked. So, at this point, wait, we can push these boulders down the stairs. We can use it to push our way through the staircase. We can use that to push the gugs away and get our way to freedom. But you see something in the corner of the room at the bottom between the boulders, a gleaming light that shines to you. You
before
rush over
push
to
push them.
Yeah. You do so. It is the other half of a what looks appears to be an ornate brass recreation of a Thompson submachine gun. The top half of it. You fit the two together and you feel whole in a way that you haven't in a long time. You realize, yes, this is who you are. Yeah. No, you're a horrible killer. Yeah. You're just like, what the fuck? But it feels good. It feels like being home for you. So... you're drifting out. So the rest of you, the three of you,
we'll start boulder pushing.
Yeah, yeah. Start boulder pushing. Strength times five.
Okay.
As you scrabble up and start pushing boulders.
Yep. Eight.
I am not very strong.
All right. Well, they carry you.
Yeah.
Put your back into it. Stiff upper lip. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Punching the boulder into the lava stream.
Go to hell, Bosch.
Yeah. So you start pushing boulders down. You hear the cries of the gugs below. And you need one more round of it.
Wait, wouldn't it just like go off the edge?
It was a
spiral staircase.
It's in a tower.
It's a really
There's walls on one side.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was open on one side.
No. So give me one more round of strength times five.
I fail again.
I fail.
Okay.
And fail by three.
All right. So all of you fail. Two gugs make it. So, however,
we got this.
David, you feel whole in a way that you haven't. You realize you need to test your new, the part of yourself. I assume you're just, in fact, you actually just seem to glide into autopilot as you just point your new weapon at the first gug that comes up the staircase. Yeah.
All right, Lucille. Say something.
All right. And you open up, and there are flashes of light and the sound of brass ringing through the air. You don't see bullets, but it seems more like lightning. It's hard for you to tell. The rest of you, all three of you, give me sand checks.
You gave David a fucking...
I failed.
Yes,
I made it.
Even right. With my low sanity, I made it.
All right, that's two sanity. He seems
to possess... this totally isn't a lucid dream. That makes complete sense!
Yeah.
He's got a Thompson machine gun! I have a spear! We're in an underground obsidian city! And he's got a machine gun!
A lightning gun.
Well, you see what it is. It's not a weapon. It's not a machine gun. It's something else. You see its true shape, and it's hard. It's
the platonic ideal
of shape. Yes.
That I have concocted in my brain.
So anyways, you empty your magazine. You fire and fire and fire, and one of the gugs just falls over. However, one gug is left, and you feel spent. You feel like exhausted. You realize Lucille needs more ammunition, but you're still trying to. You don't know what so you're just like, what the fuck? You don't know exactly how this works yet. It's not a standard machine gun. So this round, you either need to dodge or you need to make an idea check to figure out what it needs for ammunition. So you
boulder into
gun. Right. I push this boulder.
Boulder.
I help boulder.
Fail.
All right. You push one boulder.
I made it.
I know two of you make it, and then the gug is hit by it.
Two of us have to.
But it doesn't. That doesn't kill the gug. So the gug will spend its action dodging and getting close to you. So what are you going to do?
I spent mine on the idea check.
Did you make your idea check?
Yes, I did.
You realize this two things fuel it: yourself. Or killing other people. So you realize you can either... how many magic points do you have? That's equal to your power score.
I have...
I remember this gun.
15 now.
Yeah, something like that. You can spend... You realize every magic point will give you one bullet. So if you use... so how many are you going to put into it?
I think I'll put in... Well... How many did I fire with that first?
Oh, it was a full magazine. It was fully charged. It had 50 rounds in it. So you just opened up and just shot 50 rounds into a gug. That seemed to kill it. Not really much overkill, though. It's a fucking giant-ass thing, so.
Well, I've got 15. And if I put all 15 in, that will make me unconscious. So I think I'll go for 5.
All right, you put in 5. All right, so the Gug is getting close to
is
your
there, is there a sound of like...
Yeah, you, you
are
do.
Are we watching him air load bullets?
Yeah. No, it just seems to glow for a
he's
moment.
He's completely crazy.
Yeah.
But is there a sound of like a cocking machine gun?
Yeah, you do hear the sound of brass. Nice. Yeah, being pulled. So, it, so yeah, you guys will all act, and then the Gug will act. So it's getting up to your boulder. You're behind boulder, you're so first. It can't attack you immediately. But for its action, it can remove your cover, and then it'll be able to attack you. So you can either try and push
seeing,
another rock.
Am I now seeing, am I still thinking I'm in the trenches?
No, it's, by this point, you've waken up. It, okay. It was only like 10 rounds, so...
I'm going like so. We have time. We have no more time to push another boulder.
You can do that as your action, but the thing is, basically, it you're all behind cover right now. For its action, it can remove your cover and then it can attack you. So if you attack,
so
then
the boulder won't do damage to it?
Well, no. If the only way you can attack is to push your cover onto it, so you put yourself at more risk. You can spend an action next round, hoping it doesn't attack you or it can't attack you.
I'll stay behind cover this round.
All right, so you stay behind cover this round. Yeah, you.
Pussies.
Yeah, so no, you can try. No, actually, no, what you can do is climb up higher above its reach, so and then you could push boulder safely. So if you want to do that, you can. You can hide. Basically, when it's up in there, your business, you can't really attack it. So you have to have some hide it away.
Drink its blood.
I'll climb. Try to climb up higher.
Okay, give me a climb check. Definitely a climb check.
Definitely climb check. Definitely. I definitely climb.
All right, you climb up. All right.
I'm 16.
Yeah.
Are Gug's followers of Nihilistep?
I would say this one qualifies, yeah. You can touch it. You
all
have
right,
to touch
it. I'm going to stay behind the boulder for now.
Okay.
With my spear.
You're just like yeah. Waiting for the attack. All right.
So, and I'll ready my saber and stay behind the boulder as well.
Okay. All right. What are you going to do?
I'm going to give 5 shots rapid, aiming for the kneecap.
Okay. That'll give you a plus 20 to your attack roll.
Made it.
Okay. You roll a d6 to see how many bullets it. 6 equals reroll. Reroll. You got 4.
4.
All right. So, Thompson does...
1d10 plus 2.
1d10 plus 2. So go ahead and roll damage for all 4 bullets. I can roll it for it. I have 4d10. Or, there you go, Dan.
Is this special? The ritual must be absurd.
I know, I'm
the
sorry.
The ritual must be absurd.
I'm sorry.
So that's 10 and 18... Now there's a plus 2 on each of those, so since 4 hit, that's 18, 26.
26, all right. You tear into it, and savagely wounding the thing. 26 points. All right, so it's
yeah,
still
it's up.
It's still up, though. It's but it turns around, and it screams at you in pain. And this round, it picks up a boulder. From the bottom, or around its chest height, to, well, you guess he's probably going to throw it at someone. Probably you, David. So, new round.
Me. Alright. Am I up high enough then?
Yeah.
I'll try to push one.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Dog. You're Glenn in your beard.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the one that killed Glenn, so if you kill him, you get revenge.
Yeah.
So, boulder.
You can.
So.
Revenge for that guy who I
you
knew
lose
for
your
a couple of hours.
That.
That's fine. So, boulder.
All right.
Obviously, I was a manifestation of your obsessions.
No. All right.
Yes.
Boulders are heavy.
Obsessions ultimately lead to gruesome death.
I agree.
Dan gets plus 5 experience for that, which is meaningless Call of Cthulhu. That's some good role-playing there. I like that. So, Caleb, what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to... Did he move my boulder?
No. He picked up a random boulder.
I'm going to remain hiding behind the boulder.
Okay. All right, David, what are you
doing? Unless I can, like, does my spear reach it?
You have to get out of cover.
No, fuck that. I'm not that boulder.
Yeah.
I'm not armed with a magic machine gun that I journeyed across the underworld to get.
Okay, well, he...
Her name is Lucille.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to reload. Readying a dodge, because I know I'm going to need it.
Okay, give me dex times 5 if you want to get behind cover.
Okay.
And reloading it takes your concentration. It takes an action.
Made it on the dex times 5.
Okay. Dex times 5. You get behind cover, so you'll get a plus 30 on his dodge check as he tries to throw a giant-ass boulder at you. And that barely misses. He had a 40% chance. So, yeah.
Somebody needs to learn how to aim.
All right, new round. Tom, what are you going to do? More boulder?
More boulder.
All right.
Yes.
Turning into a game of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I make it.
All right. You shove the boulder on it, it strikes him in the back.
I'm going to say, unlike Donkey Kong, running at it with a hammer, not very effective.
Dan, you're just on fire after you die. Like. Kale, what are you going to do?
Cower in fear.
Okay.
As long as he's not attacking me.
Boulder.
Alright.
Just gonna let these figments of my imagination.
Boulder.
Alright, you strike it twice, both of you. It's on its knees as the two boulders hit it, strikes it, but you're no longer in cover, so it sees you, and you're definitely within range. David, what are you gonna do? Gonna reload?
Well, I did reload.
No, it takes
you dodged, yeah.
Ah.
Now you're reloading.
You jumped into cover. You
How many
focus.
Are you reloading?
Yeah.
I'm going to reload the 5 I spent, so
okay,
I'm down to 5 magic.
All right. All right. Aaron, so it turns around.
Go wrong.
It's going to attack
you. I'm going to get magic back in your sleep.
Wait, did you? No, yeah, you just did the boulder thing, so. I'm sorry. 1. Give me a dodge check. Warp.
Time to go to you.
Yeah.
I am.
Actually, yeah, you don't need to. You just need to make.
No.
Okay.
It was nice knowing you guys.
There's no damage bonus. How many hit points do you have?
13.
It actually has to roll pretty well on this. Oh, God. Well, that's not good.
No.
There's
no.
One more. So 9, 12.
It's been nice knowing you guys.
16.
I'm dead.
Yes.
Darlington!
Well, you're losing. Well, you're.
No!
Well, these annoying aspects of your mind are going away.
It was a good. He had a good run.
He did.
He had.
He's on his knees now,
that's
but he grabs you. Give me sand checks, both of you. All three of you.
I fail.
What?
62. You're glad to see Darling to die.
Yeah.
Damn. 3 sanity. How about you?
Fail.
Okay. 6. Temporarily mad. You're.
Well, it makes sense because he was the one that helped snap Tom out of it.
What's 1/5 of 75?
One.
What your power is?
Yeah.
Oh, my power. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10. Oh no, I haven't lost 15 in an hour.
Yeah. Tom, you. I say homicidal mania. You really want to kill that thing. So, new round, you're up first. What are you going to do?
Fucking boulder!
You've already pushed a boulder, so if you make it, you rush over to another boulder. You could jump. You have to jump. The only boulder available is the one you climbed up from, so you'd have to jump down and then push it. You can, but you'll be in melee range of it again.
Homicidal mania!
Here we go!
All right, so that's what you're doing? Mm-hmm. All right, go for it. Strength times 5.
Nope.
Okay, you push. Actually, how much did you fail your strength check by?
16.
Oh, okay.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah. You're angry, but you're not that angry.
Throw my spear?
You can throw your spear. Remember, you can re-roll.
I miss.
You can re-roll attack rolls.
For what?
For 1 sanity.
All right, I'll re-roll attack roll. I forgot that's my magic power.
Re-roll again?
Those guys do not like you now.
Here, try these.
Alright.
If I take one more, I have an insanity, so I will just lose my spear.
Alright, you lose your spear.
Back behind the ball.
Alright, David. You see it. Gonna empty another 5 rounds into it?
I initiate
just one.
DPK.
Okay. Base attack roll.
Because I'm figuring that at this point, it's wounded, it's bloody, it's beaten.
It does have armor, so... Your gun definitely wants to fire more bullets.
I'll give it 3.
All right, plus 10 to your attack roll.
Made it.
All right. Roll a d3. See how many bullets hit.
1.
Roll damage.
8.
It does 1 point of damage. It is not... Your gun does more better when it's a burst. At this point, though, you can hear Mardecker yell, I've almost got it open! Hold it up some more!
So I get a snake!
Alright.
Tom?
It's picking up another boulder. Well, no, it just picks up another boulder, looking at you. It's going to go all, you know...
Payback's a bitch.
Yeah. Got fastball special for you. Tom, what are you going to do?
Keep going, man.
All right. Go ahead and make another roll.
Oh, just don't get a 0. I do not. I impale.
All right, you impale. That will...
the boulder.
Snap its leg off.
That will kill it. The boulder lands on its head. Lands on its head, crushing it. It falls to the ground.
Screaming in front. That's what you get!
Alright, the survivors regain 1d8 sanity.
Even me?
The survivors do.
Oh.
Okay. So that would be.
Me, okay.
The three of you. So with the three of you together.
8?
I
feel better than I was before we started.
Yeah. yeah, so the.
Alright, actually, my dear.
Silly question. Does that count as. Killing something? Lucille?
You didn't kill Lioness, killing blow on it.
Not on that one, but I did on the other one.
That was the cutscene thing. So yeah. From now on, besides
you have a Tommy gun in the Dreamlands.
Yeah.
Stop looking the
don't
horse
bitch
in the
about
mouth.
That.
Yeah.
I don't even have a sword anymore.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
So the three of you climb up.
I get over.
Actually,
do I get over my homicidal mania,
Ross?
You get over.
We go running away.
Yeah.
Taking the magic sword off of Darlington's rocky carcass.
Yeah.
Can I get my spear back?
You do get your spear back.
This was held by
the other
guns
were held like you pushing up boulders that blocked the way up.
Yeah.
So.
Contrary to what you may have heard, I do not think the British are pussies.
It was held by a soldier. It should continue to be held by a soldier.
Why are we still here?
Like, we're having a moment here. You shut up.
So you climb up. You come to a tunnel. You can see gray light in the distance. You do see some side tunnels, Mardecker tells you. You have found what your heart's desire is. This will lead you.
I have?
Well, he did. It was his journey. But you... there is another... yes. You can see here, over here, sometimes there are dreamers who eat something here, and then they realize they cannot leave, so they leave behind their vestiges of what was left of their old lives. So he gestures over there. You can see a small, it seems to be like a campsite left behind. You see trinkets from the real world and from the other world. You see weapons, you see blankets, you see lanterns, you see some other things. This is where they leave them behind because they're no good in the underworld. So perhaps you find what your desire there. You've paid certainly a high enough price for it. If you take I'm not sure exactly where this will take you, but it'll take you to the surface, perhaps near Ulthar, or where you mentioned that earlier as the place you were wanting to go.
Yes.
So when you return to the real world, you will be informed of the bargain.
He will be informed
of the bargain.
You are all.
I shook hands.
Mike and...
I did not.
So, with that, I will bid you farewell. None of you ate anything or drank anything, did I? So you head over...
I didn't join the ghoul, Ross.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was your chance. All right.
I know. But I didn't.
I appreciate it.
All right,
you're
so...
Welcome.
It must have been hard.
What do you find? What is your heart's desire in the campsite?
Sweet, sweet opium.
I find a book without author that I think is something that's been hiding in my own subconscious.
All right.
It is brilliant.
There's a manuscript there.
Shaking work.
There's a manuscript with no title page. So.
Yes.
And what about you?
Something I can plagiarize from what I believe to be my own brain.
Of course.
Basically. Mm.
Sweet, sweet brain plagiarism.
Talks about unknown caddis?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good turn, phrase. Unknown caddis.
Like... The rifle, my Enfield rifle I lost.
The only firearm I'm allowed is that one, so okay. That's
well, then it's not there, is it?
You weren't obsessed enough.
Yeah.
A horse!
I will come up with something for you between now and next time.
I just got here. I don't know if my heart is
She's like. Not just a firearm.
All right, so that is that. So when you surface again... You find there's a branching of the tunnels. You're not sure exactly where it goes. One of it could be, if you want to make this campaign, so you emerge into a bright, foggy land dotted with uneven boulders, green moss, and the smell of water. So there are two places. Out of character, we're done for tonight, but would you rather go to Sarnoth and check that out, or go straight to Ulthar?
Sarnoth.
All right, Sarnoth.
What is it?
Oh, it's from the story, The Doom That Came to Unknown Sarnoth. It is a...
The Doom, it's just The Doom That Came to Sarnoth.
Yeah, Sarnoth. So.
I figure I've seen two people eating. This dream is getting very nightmare-y.
Okay.
I think probably I'm good to just get the hell out.
All right. So, you go up.
Yeah, this place is relatively gray. I think it's time.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Ulthar is a city of dreamers. There are many other dreamers, so Aaron can introduce a new character who's another dreamer that you meet, or have someone you actually know in the real world. Okay. So, yeah. So, question, comments, suggestions. What was your trip to the underworld? So what?
Among the pile of stuff in the campsite, cigarettes.
There is one cigarette.
Do you have any matches or anything?
There is there's no matches, that's true.
Twilight Zone episode.
No!
It was time!
Alright, so I'll stay in my lips and I will breeze through
so
it
David,
until I find fire.
Whenever you kill a human... you gain half its power in bullets, or magic points in bullets. You can also spend an action to put your own magic points. Your magic points come out, restore after every night of sleep. So every game session you start with full magic points. However, there is one penalty with Lucille. She is jealous. You cannot kill anyone with another weapon, as long as you're in the Dreamlands. You cannot even attack other people. Even a melee attack, you have to use Lucille for it. So if Lucille's taken from you, you cannot hurt anyone.
Congrats, you got Elric's sword. If it was atomic,
which is so much.
Well, the question is.
Also, those of you who survive, you get that point of power back. It restores over time. The point that Grawl took.
Oh yay!
Oh good.
So
hooray!
So yeah, I'm sorry. This is a tough session. I mean, Aaron went big game hero and didn't pay off. It was.
Well, it was a good.
I was a perfect one shot character.
You were a perfect one shot character. Thank you.
Good
for that.
Job, Dan.
That was pretty baller.
I'm gonna miss Darlington. I'd like to reiterate. I had a chance to become a ghoul, and I didn't do it.
I know it's weird. So,
and I posted on Facebook the other day.
I know.
What the hell is up with that shit?
I was. I thought you'd been hacked for a second there.
All right. So, you guys like it? Have fun in the underworld.
Yeah, good. All right.
Enjoyed every minute.
All right. So we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.